For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Punch Drunk, everybody. We're going to get through sponsorship as fast as we can to give you more content. Guys, go to Caveman Coffee. CavemanCoffeeCo.com. Use the code Punch Drunk. That gets you 15% off of all the great products that they have.
Now, guys, you got to support Caveman Coffee. Tate Fletcher is looking dirty these days. I mean, he is just looking like a fucking homeless.
The more money he gets, the more...
Sam Tripoli.
Hello, everybody. Hey, you're here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, everybody was here on time. Light.
Yeah, no, I Fighter and the Kid had to wait.
Oh, I heard something happen.
We'll get into that. We'll get into you why.
They knew what I was going to... I was looking for stuff.
Well, that's a perfect...
You were on Fighter and the Kid?
No, I was supposed to be on today, but they heard that I was bringing my kerosene.
Heat? Bring the heat?
Well, literally kerosene and matches to light up their fucking studio.
Well, I think that Brendan Schaub did that for himself.
To survival instinct?
I think he just... No, they're off Fox.
Yeah, big old controversy. They don't have a studio anymore.
Oh, yeah, it was going to be a new studio.
Yeah.
No, they got kicked off Fox, so they got to do their own thing now. Oh, thoughts? Thoughts? Move your fucking purse, lady.
Sorry.
Guys, good to be here. Did we do a...
We're doing it right now. And that's a good segue because...
This episode is brought to you by Ralph's. Ralph's Purified Drinking Water.
Drinking water. You can't afford
spring, but you still want water.
That's
it's
good
Ralph's.
Water.
And by Adult Wagons. If you got a 10-year-old that
what
needs to
that
get
wagon?
Dragged around. I think Aaron has a paper route now. I got to start paying this guy more. This guy's... slinging newspapers around town.
That's for chopping up all the fucking...
Knocking on the door collecting. Hey, Mr. Thompson, I'm here for my $1.75.
trying to make a kid.
$2! Where's my $2?
One of the greatest John Cusack films.
I thought it was for the miscarriage his wife having for the body parts.
Oh,
I'm just
welcome
saying,
back
you
to
don't
the
want to leave that at the apartment.
Oh, you're saying for to farm organs.
Yeah, farm organs and
that's
such.
A good
farm organs or farm organs?
Farm organs.
Okay, farm organs. That's a great name.
Farm organs sounds like
that. That's going to be a great thing to use sometimes. I represent farm organs, everybody. Hey, did he say farm organs?
We take stem cell research. We actually make a human, and then that kidney moves on. The savings move on to you.
Farm Organs sounds like an alt-right comic that wears a scarf.
Farm Organs. Hi, we're Farm Organs. Are you looking for a loan but don't have any cash? Just put down your organs. Here, Farm Organs.
It's not just for Chinese anymore.
It's not just for the Chinese. We're taking Far East practices and bring them straight to Los Angeles. Are you homeless, got a crack problem, want to smoke some rock? Come to Farm Organs.
Don't gamble and double up your kidneys. Just sell it.
Now, if you want, you double down because we need a heart.
You don't need two kidneys to survive. You don't need two eyes to survive. Come to Farm Organs. We'll cut you in half for twice the price. So that being said, go to Caveman Coffee. Go to Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Get you 15% off of all the things they got now. Now they got chocolates. Now they got teas. They got everything you want.
They're great coffee.
And I highly recommend the nitros. I was a little upset that Tate didn't bring the nitro coffees. That usually comes
love
in like
that
Santa
nitro
Claus.
Shirt.
Yeah,
you
man.
Love it, dude.
It's the best.
You probably sucked a couple dicks for it.
Or you bring that tea. A tea is what I want.
Yeah, you like the tea. Well, next time he comes in, we won't have Brody
will
in here
he
to
come
fight
in?
With him.
What happened to Brody? What? Brody and Tate fought?
Yeah, they got into it a little bit. Yeah, that's right. You've never listened to this show that you're on.
That's true.
Got into a fight about. Now, and they're both cool. Let me just update everybody. They're cool. They've talked.
They talked
before?
No, they texted back and forth.
Because on Twitter they were fighting, and Tate's like, I'll only meet you in person. And I can't tell if it's
real. Well, they were both at the store last night.
They were both at
Tate
the store?
Tate was there?
No. Brody was there. Tate was No, well, you know what? This was might have been Saturday night or Sunday.
It's all time travel at this point.
Yeah, it's too much weed.
That was back in the day when you had a shirt on.
They were both there this year.
Are you happy to be back in L.A.?
Dude, the fucking weather is amazing, bro. It's amazing. I just sat in the lawn today and just ate. There's not enough stoops to sit on.
Where are you? Are you at an Airbnb or are you staying at one of Benji's 50 houses?
Simone's.
Oh, gotcha.
Simone's
you,
where's Simone now?
His girlfriend's.
Oh.
Yeah. He's crazy.
Do they make you sleep
Simone's
in a trash
crazy,
bag in
a
hot
loving
sun,
way?
Like, yeah, in a loving way. He's like, you keep it. And he's like, okay. And he's like, my roommate's coming back for a few days. I'm like, I'll sleep out that night because he's coming back. John Toll is coming back with his girlfriend. I was like, yeah, I'll sleep out. And then he's like, all right. But then he's gone on Monday. He's like, cool. He's like, I'll figure out what to do after that. I was like, dude, you can come. I'll just sleep on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or in the other room. Like,
dude,
and he goes, no.
Why does Steve have a problem with a grown ass Jew jerking off on his couch while he's fucking walking around with his girlfriend? Like, what a fucking.
I don't jerk off.
I like you. You don't? What do you do?
Stop jerking off in August. August 3rd.
Oh, really? No beating off? Oh, so those balls are full of death.
Why is this?
How many times have you been late since August?
Plenty. More so than I would have.
Oh, you're on more fire?
I mean, yeah, because it's like, I'm like, I gotta fucking.
I play that game. I like to play that game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it called? Like, how big can this sack get?
No, it just makes you fuck more. It makes you want to fuck more, where you're just kind of like. You know, it's like, I could just stay. I'll just beat off and call it a day. I feel like that's like the beginning of the end when you start thinking like that.
Yeah. I call. Oh, right. Exactly. You're just like, I'll just jerk off.
Then I must
Bobby
be
Lee
done,
said he watched too much porn.
I like sleeping.
You like sleeping. Yeah, it helps to sleep. When you're awake and you want to sleep and you're like, fuck, you touch your dick, it's hard instantly.
On the road now, I mean, I used to be like the crazy guy that goes and parties everywhere. Yeah. Like, I was in China. They're like, let's go on. I'm like, let's go back to the apartment and go.
In China?
Yeah.
Lame.
I'm getting there, dude. I'm getting
China,
it.
Though.
I think my fucking testosterone is low. I think I got to start shooting some HGH or something.
Yeah, sure, do it.
Can you all go on steroids?
I would
Can
love
Can you
that.
Shut the fuck up?
That'd be like on that.
I always love when Ari's in the studio.
Did you ever watch it? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
You know a lot about the show. You know, like in like maybe season 10 or whatever, the guy that created the show put on like 100 pounds by eating peanut butter, but he did it on purpose, and he originally wanted the whole cast
to do it.
To put on a shitload of weight. So they had this whole season where they were all super actually fat and never really acknowledge it. And then they would just all lose the weight, you know, the off season and then just go back to normal.
Yeah.
But only he did it.
Yeah.
The rest of them were like, I can't do that. It's too dangerous for my body. And he put on like 100 pounds or some shit.
I heard
like
the way Brendan Zizi said it was like.
I watched an interview thing about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard, tell me if I'm wrong, that he was sick of like actors getting successful in year 3, 4, you know, they have this money.
Yeah.
And so suddenly their character gets shredded.
Right.
And it's like, wait a minute, you've been on Roseanne and suddenly you're shredded? That's a bad example because none of them got
right. Right,
but like,
right.
But like, why would your character get good? People get worse.
Yeah.
Unless
you're
an actor, people don't get better.
Right,
people get worse.
Right,
so he's
right.
like, we should get worse.
Well, like, it's like when your teeth are so much whiter.
It's like when I had to watch.
You're a heroin addict on Shameless and your teeth are white.
Yeah.
When I had to watch. Yeah, exactly. Or when I had to watch Whitney, season one, they look like us, regular comics that are just trying
Whitney
to make
scratch.
Never
looked like us. She's
oh, dude.
Always
season
like
two,
yeah.
They both are gorgeous all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Both of them.
So Leah got his hairstyles.
She looked 50 times hotter. She was attractive, but she looked like, you're like, damn. Now it's two movie stars.
Yeah. Does she come around at all anymore, Whitney?
I never see her, dude.
I
think she's just.
She's busy working on her show.
What show?
HBO.
She got an HBO show?
I don't know, maybe. Some show.
No, she shot a movie. I know she shot her.
Some show just got picked up that she's doing.
She's so good.
I wonder if she's missing those $15 spots.
She just knows how to talk suit.
Yeah.
She's just so good at it.
Knows how to talk
suit. Speak. Yeah, well, dude, not what? What? 40
days?
Yeah. She's so good at it. Bam, bam.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Bam, bam, bam. Do you guys do SeatGeek and all that?
We just started. We did Caveman, and then you sat down, and then we were here. Now we're here.
SeatGeek for all your ticketing
needs.
Your geeking needs.
Go to SeatGeek, download the app, and you can get everything. They got all sorts of fun stuff. You want to go see Hamilton and Boo the Vice President? Go to SeatGeek. You want to go see the Clippers destroy the Toronto Raptors? Go to SeatGeek. Just go to SeatGeek, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and what do you get?
$20 off your first tickets that you buy.
Hockey games, boxing.
Wait till Winnipeg gets their new NBA basketball team. The Winnipeg Summer Native Homelesses.
Summer Native Homelesses. Get it on SeatGeek. I wonder if SeatGeek's going to start doing comedy sometime soon. Wouldn't that be great if you buy
comedy? I imagine they have those on there. If it's like, you know, like Chappelle's at the, you know, forum or something like
they
that.
Probably would.
Guys, I got a huge announcement. I just
can we hear it this week?
A five special deal with, drum roll please, Pornhub, okay? Pornhub is going to produce five of my specials.
That's a 2 from Rock and 3 from Chappelle on Netflix. Five Pornhub specials for Sam Tripoli.
I'm very excited, guys. That's very big. So go to SeatGeek because I'm going to put up the tickets on there. You can go see any of my Pornhub specials I'm going to be putting up. And actually, they want them in the next 7 weeks. So I got you five one-hour specials.
I have a feeling that won't be difficult.
Bet the SI for all your bet needs. Go to Bet the SI, use Punch Drunk, get $10 betting cash.
I would love to see the titles of those specials. Sam Tripoli, lick that thumb. Sam Tripoli, it's hard enough.
Two more to go. That'll be number three.
Send in
two
the
more
gimp.
To go.
Sam Tripoli, I think I pulled all the way out.
Send in the gimp.
My final one will be anals, Earth's only hope.
Sam Tripoli, no, coke doesn't affect me like that.
Yeah. Send in the fluffer.
I was in Edmonton, and every time I got off stage, I would offer me cocaine. I was like, don't offer it to me. Just give me the coke.
Do you want some? Just fucking put it in my hand. Let me decide.
Why are you talking to me? I need it!
This is all coke time right now. You're wasting.
Bet the SI for all your bet needs. Use Punch Drunk Sport, $10 bet cat. Takes 2 hours to get the cash. You can use it on the Kovalev fight with Ward. You could have used it on all the UFC fights that are going on. A lot of great shit going on. What else we got? We did SeatGeek.
Patreon.
Oh, Patreon. Even though Ari's too busy.
Put these up. It's like every 15, 20
minutes.
Let's
bang them out.
Well, the thing was, we were trying to bang them out, and then we had a 20-minute conversation about farming
organs.
Aaron's organs of his aborted child.
Again, Aaron, we really are sorry about the miscarriages. I think we passed by that without giving you proper...
Hey, can we call that thing the miscarriage?
Yeah!
Bam! He's on fire!
We could call that or his wife miscarriage.
Guys, also go to allcomedytshirts.com.
T-shirts, man. Get those T-shirts.
Aaron's running one right now. Aaron, you want to jump on camera?
Hey, Aaron, let's see the T-shirts real quick. Yeah!
I think don't get your face on there. Aaron should be like the neighbor in Tool Time where you never see his face, but you always kind of see him.
But we show his tits, though. Look at those tits, man. Those shirts look... That shirt looks great,
you'll
man.
You'll notice the stars in the faces. I have a Jewish star on
yes,
my face.
Yes, I have a phone in my hand.
And Sam has a phone in his hand.
Tebow's sleeping on a bag of leaves, so get
both,
it.
You guys
get
both, it. Have, get both it. Have shades on.
Get it.
Yeah, so go... What is it?
Patreon.org/smashhole.
We really got to figure out a way. I should just record it, and then we'll just sit here silently and press play, and we can sit here for
this
3 minutes
fun.
And get through it.
If
I know.
It was boring. I get it. It's fun. We're fun. We're having fun.
Patreon.uk/punchdrunksports.com.
Tebow and I, because Ari's too busy, are going to start doing a special bonus episode for you Patreon guys. That should start probably next week. We'll get into that.
We just did. All, please, let's finish it. All, comedytshirts.com. Everybody's talking about getting Punch Drunk shirts. You've been bugging us about it for a year and a half. They're finally up. We got two new ones coming out for Jew Clam and for Red State Teeb.
What's a Jew Clam one? I want to say a Jew Clam. Is it like an actual, you know what it should be? I don't know what it is, but it should be, and this will never fly. You know
why won't it fly? We can do whatever we want.
You know those 70s press-on like designs that looks like a sticker almost on
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I'll transfer, yeah.
That. With an actual picture of my inflamed hemorrhoid.
Dude, can we make that happen? Does
perhaps,
anyone have the ability?
Bloody, perhaps we can take a follow-up shit right after I shit, so I really force it out, and it's dripping.
How many of those do you think we would sell?
I think we'd sell a lot, because it'd be a great
be here's the thing.
For your friends.
Every shirt that we sell, we'll donate $1 to Children's Cancer Research.
That'll entice them.
Children's butt cancer research, specifically.
I don't know if that's a major thing, though. Actually, that's even better because
cancer.
We're going to donate a lot.
Sorry, kid.
It's just so rude.
Sorry, kid. Sorry, it's a thyroid cancer. Can't help you.
And then,
so please, guys, hang on. Guys, we're not still not done with this. We're all so damn close. And then we can do dates out the gates.
Just go punch on sports to the t-shirts. Why are they sending them to two different things?
Because it's not linked, because it's right now they're in the midst of linking that to the site. And they're having trouble doing that. So right now they can go and buy them
there. It's a long story.
Just put on the site merch. And then that goes to the fucking all comedy.
I love how fucking
that's where it'll be within a week.
a dad who's never home comes home and wants to fucking order in the house. Yeah, guys, why isn't this working? Well, Dad, if you hadn't abandoned us for fucking months.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, you guys are eating pizza with spoons. Fucking let me teach you how to
do it. And it's delicious. So go to allspoonspizza.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That'll get you a slice of pizza, and they got all your pizza needs.
I'm like, oh.
How the fuck are my kids eating pizza?
I'm sorry, I was going.
You know what? All right, great point. Don't buy shirts.
No!
Do not go.
Say, link it up on the site. Point everything to one thing.
The site, it will be linked up. I will work on it.
Allcomedytshirts.com, guys. You can go there. You can buy the four different shirts that we have set up right now. We're getting more. We're making more shirts. And then by the time those are ready, you'll be able to go to punchdrunksports.com. Here's a great idea. Go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link, and that will get you straight to Amazon, but it gives us a couple bucks. A lot of you guys have been doing that. It's a lot of shopping's coming up. You got to go to Amazon.
You, thank you.
Really, thank you for that, because that's been great.
Here's what you do.
I have money for you.
Hell yes.
He said to the Jew.
You go to punchdrunksports.com, and then you save that. You bookmark that, and you save it as Amazon. So every time you want to go to Amazon, you go right to your top Amazon. So it's one extra click, takes you right to the website. Boom, click on it, you're in.
And also, we miss you, Dad. We miss you so much.
And I bet you can buy some pizza spoons there.
I want to sell pizza spoons.
This guy comes in with all the ideas.
Hey, why don't you just put
on Where are you going to be, Ari?
Where
are you going to be?
I will be nowhere. I will be having a This Not Happening show in the Belly Room December 1st at 8 p.m. But, you know, just L.A. and New York.
Are you going to do any more shows after that? I want you to see my Silver Robot guy bit.
I know. Why are you going to be? Chicago?
Yeah.
Your loss. So far, nobody's booked.
Awesome.
Sam was finally going to do the show, but he's not able to.
What?
Out of the heart.
You were going to?
Yeah.
No, not his live, not the show, his Belly Room show, his In the Closet show.
So for some reason, we're still charging $5 only in L.A., which is ridiculous. New York is 20.
Well, yeah, dude, it's I want to get into that. I love the Comedy Store. It's my favorite place. They do shows like Joe Rogan, Mark Maron, blah, blah, blah. Free tickets. You're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. You're fucking training people not to buy tickets. I know what they're doing.
What?
They're trying to snuff out the Laugh Factory. I know that's what they're doing. They're trying to snuff them out.
Why? They're sold out every night. Who cares?
What?
They're sold out every night at the store. Who cares what the Laugh Factory's doing?
Because they get free tickets. I get that email every day.
Laugh Factory?
No, the store.
Yeah, because they just want to murder them. I can see it happening. Where are you going to be?
That's it. Nowhere.
Okay, where are you going to be,
Tebow? I'm going back to New York December 3rd.
Yeah.
I'll be at El Chapo's funeral in 2 weeks.
No, don't say that, El Chapo. We still love you and respect you. We want you to be free.
So are you ever going to live in L.A. again?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. Every time I come back here... You guys are cool, but I see this douche level.
It's gotten way worse.
It's gotten worse. And the more you see, you know, when you go sour with a girlfriend, and then it's like, oh, I can't unsee that they're rude to waitresses. Or and it's like, the more I come, the more I don't
see. The comics are just the people.
The people. The comics have it, too, where they're always like, what's going on? And they immediately tell you about business. Never like, I'm fucking trying to deal with Trump. It's barely, at least that was like some sort of separation from... Fucking the business all the time and viewing your self-worth through this industry.
Yes, it's really bad. And every single time, and you always say
bragging.
This, like, Candace always says, she's like, you should just move to Chicago. Because every time I go home for a week, in about a day and a half, I'm like, man, I can't believe how many real conversations I've had.
Yeah.
I can't believe no one's been giving me their fucking resume.
Oh.
I can't believe I haven't felt the need to tell people what I'm working on and telling people how great I am.
There's no security.
And I'm really uncomfortable doing that.
There's no neediness of desperation. There's desperation.
I would go out and not even bring my phone. I wouldn't bring my phone out to dinner with people.
LA's done, you guys. LA's done. It's on its way down.
I totally agree. I think that this town, especially now that they're only giving, like, they're trying to give 20-year-olds, like, hour specials, and you're like, you're really ruining these kids. They really, like, I love the roast battle. It's a wonderful thing, but it gives open micers the sense that they are, like, fucking headlining comic. Like, the way that some of these guys
only
walk
at that
around,
club.
Around the Comedy Store is unbelievable.
Well, and that's the only place they hang out.
Yeah, but it's also, but in fairness, like, if you're killing it in the Comedians Basketball League, you know, like, Willie Mack could walk around and be like, oh, hey, like he owned the place. Not
sure.
Like he owned the place, but like he belonged.
Mean. It's a subculture that
you
is filled with young people.
I guess
that
it's
are
like being big on a chat board. I get you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like they're getting passed.
You're like, I'm the biggest comic on Reddit. That's actually
guys like Joe Dosh and the fat gay one.
I love him.
Who's the fat gay one?
Keith Kearney.
Yeah. Because like that, it's like oh, you get to know their name, but they're not like, I want spots.
No, I
Josh
love
is funny on
Josh
stage.
Josh is yeah. really funny.
Yeah, he's in the cycle to get past.
That's good.
He's showcasing. He showcased twice. He's funny.
I'm going to be at the Comedy Bar in Chicago December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Come out.
You'll
I'm
like
excited
that.
To be back in Chicago. So that's our day. And then the Naughty Show the second week in December.
Always
we had a great last week.
At me in those and I'll blast them.
I heard it's beautiful. Chicago's beautiful in the winter.
No, dude, right now it's beautiful.
I can't wait to
this
see
this time
Dan
of
Holmes
year. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous this time
it's
of year.
Be great. Let's get to it because I got to go in a little while. Let's get to it.
Guys, go to 80suits.com.
Bum, bum, bum.
You see Cowboy Cerrone's eye?
Yeah, what is that?
Did you see Cowboy Cerrone's eye?
What happened?
He said he was on the surgery table for a few hours, and the doctor managed to save it, but 206 is still on. He's still on for 206.
It's so ugly. You guys
He's it's shooting a Western.
Oh, it's fake?
Yeah, it's
Thank
fake.
God. I was like, that is so ugly.
It looked
Oh, really?
It looked awesome.
He should be in Westworld.
He's such a joke.
He's perfect for that.
You I thought that turned you on though when they're really bloodied up, right?
When Weidman and the Diaz brothers are, yeah.
Do you hear somebody at a viewing party yelled when Weidman lost? Somebody they were at a big viewing party. They heard someone go, "Oh no, the fight nanny's gonna be pissed."
I loved that. It was so funny. It was
I didn't
so
see that.
Cool.
I didn't see it.
Did you see this? It's so nice.
Did you watch? How was the fight up close?
It was pretty great. They weren't most up close seats. It wasn't like the right behind Rogan seats, and it wasn't even like the middle of the next range. We had first row of the normcore people.
But I still
dare Rogan.
It was
not
New York. No, it was great. It was okay because we had plenty of room in front of us. We could get right on the ledge and like start yelling and shit.
Like how many feet away from the cage? On the floor though, right? You're not raised.
On the floor, but first of the raised up. So, like, long ways.
That's not bad, though.
That's great.
I would rather be on the raise up than be right there.
I'd rather be. So, if this was the thing, it's a rectangle, and the octagon's right here.
Uh-huh.
The best seats are on the in the short corners, the short parts of the.
Yeah,
because right
you're
like
raised,
five,
but
five,
close
six
raise.
Rows up. We were here before the raise. So, it's a little further.
Okay, I got you.
Not a raise. Still totally cool. Dave Smith came. Tony was there.
Oh, I was the fight.
Aubrey and Jamie, and it was fun as fuck, man. It was so fun. It was so fun. Great fights,
so
great energy, great
for the
energy.
The New York guys that lost. I felt they were campaigning.
So you felt
for
bad
fun.
For Weidman?
I mean, I don't hate Weidman.
Dude, he got split open.
I heard
Yoel went through him and was in the air and had to like come back. You know how like when you jump for like a rebound and then it bounces off the rim again. And you're like, let me get down so I can get back up.
Yep.
That's how Yoel was. It was like, fuck, he had to get back to him.
I and you were close, but I heard other people that were there and they were sitting close that when Weidman went down, you could see his spirit kind of leave his body. Is that true?
I was devastated. I almost started crying, and him and Ryan O'Neal really cheered me up because they were saying awful stuff like that. They're like, we heard he's paralyzed. He can never walk again.
Just says on Twitter, Weidman's dead, everybody.
He can only get boners, and that's it.
He
can only sit on his cock.
Get boners.
I will tell you this, though. The energy was not that great. They charged a shitload for tickets, and that kind of deal brings in fucking lame Hillary supporters because the Trump section, the fucking top level, that was packed for fight one, and the Hillary section was kind of pretty sparse.
That's
until
exactly
like,
what I was saying to you about the Clipper game we were at last night.
Rich people are not
you
good
didn't
fans.
You think it was jumping?
I thought the section we were in, which were the expensive seats, it's unfortunate that the real fans can't afford to sit there because everybody behind us and up and over there, it's all lively.
So you have a problem with the section where men who do coke bring hookers. Is that what you're
saying? 1,000%.
Yeah,
the hooker game was
a huge
fire last night.
Yeah, but they're not. What was the wave like?
If I want that, I can go to Spearmint Rhino and find it. Don't take great, awesome comedy seats away or Clipper seats away.
You know, I'm a
I didn't even hear what he said.
You can't get into Spearmint Rhino.
Dude, I went to Spearmint Rhino's Christmas party.
Did you really?
Their corporate Christmas party.
Oh, I've been to that. It's awesome.
Oh, bro.
It's so good.
I'm surprised you didn't die.
I love it, dude.
Oh,
it
really?
Reminds me of my favorite
I would
joke.
Go work in a strip bar. You know, I'm really coming to grips with, like, I like filth. I've been
you wait a minute.
Filth.
Breaking
you
news.
You're coming to terms with that?
Breaking news. Sam Tripoli.
I've always been guilted into that. You're never going to be able to do anything with your career. You're just a scumbag. Nobody wants to hear it.
And you've taken no actions to go the opposite way. I love that. When you keep hearing that, you're like, well, I'm not going to listen to any of you because I'm going to be the filthiest one.
Well, I felt guilty about it. Now I'm just like, fuck it. I love it. I can't stop liking fucking ass on Instagram.
Who cares who sees it?
So the problem is I am in those kind of great seats Yeah, like he said, Russian fucking ambassadors have
next level hookers.
But bro, they're taking so many selfies. None of them are watching the game. Okay. She literally turned around to the person sitting next to me.
Chick did that.
No, her and her other friend sitting right in front of her.
The other hot chick.
Yes. And she turns around and hands a phone to the guys behind them with clipper hats, clapping and cheering and doing all the things like, do you mind? After she had taken 71 pictures already, I'm watching her scroll through pictures only at the game. It is 4 minutes into the first fucking quarter.
Jesus Christ.
Holding it up in her air like, this is what it looks like from the top of my head.
She was so
hot. And I'm with the guy that's sitting here beating off.
To her.
She was so hot.
Dude, that's one of the most egregious things about the addiction to cell phone is not even like posting something on Instagram. That's bad. It is being out in public with friends and checking your feed.
That's my problem.
Where it's like, what do you do? You're with people now, and now you're checking in with other people that aren't there for stuff. You can find that later when you get home. There's no rush on that.
I did the porn award. I did the sex awards on Showtime, and I walked out, and dude, I'm doing stand-up, and it's just like nobody's listening. No. And I look out, everybody's on their phone. I stop my echo. Who are you texting? You are where everybody wants to be.
Yeah.
This is where everybody wants to be.
Everyone you know is in the goddamn room.
So why didn't that make you want to stop being on your phone in public?
No, it just makes you want to judge others. It just makes you want to judge others.
Yeah, that's really what I'm doing.
That's why that Yonder thing is so good.
What?
That Yonder, those pouches that company has.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That make you drop
your shit in the pouch. God, I wish they did that.
You
can't really do it at a Clipper game because people... You know, a lot of people, you know, you can see they're taking pictures of Chris Paul. They're trying to get pictures, and that's their camera now.
That's
as
all
well.
I get Kovalev that. Kovalev was ahead of us, like two seats in front of us.
Yeah, I'm sure he wanted everyone bothering him while he's trying to watch the game.
He got bothered a lot.
I waited till there was a break in the action.
It's not what I heard.
Yeah. What about the video you shot while you got right by his face?
Well, he didn't notice. He's looking the other way.
There was no break in that action.
You don't think he noticed? Let me see that photo. Let me see that video. Let me see if he noticed.
Did you post that video?
Yeah.
Let me see it. Let me see it. I want to see if there's any way he could have not noticed or if he was just
ignoring
you. Now,
in the video, do you go, hey, everybody, I think I'm at a Laker game, but Kovalev's in front. Klamenov is in front of me.
There's a fight I just heard about.
Serenay Klamenov.
I heard this guy's famous.
I can't find
this guy's gotta be. I think it's Serenay Klamenov. So he sidles right next to him. Now we're on the aisle and they're great seats. We had a great time at the game. We're on the aisle. I see Sam just lean his face over to like the cheek of him.
Yeah.
And I can see that it's a video. So it's like a selfie video of him. Look, I'm by his face while he's on his phone.
Jesus Christ.
And I wanted him so bad to look over and just like,
oh, that would have been great.
You would have scared the shit out of him.
My feelings.
But you would have got so many likes.
Yeah, I would have.
That would have been great.
Oh, dude.
Well, we were talking. We would have talking that he was like, I'm going to talk mad shit to this guy. I'm like, you go down there, he'll knock you. He'll see we're friends. He'll
off
hit
balance.
Us.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, it'll be like Jim Jeffries. That's how he blew up.
Yeah.
Was he had a video of some dude knock him out. We would blow up, and for like 2 weeks, we'd sell out comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a booking.
But I'd be doing stand up with my. Yeah, it would only be about 2 weeks. But I'd be doing stand up with, come see a guy talk with his jaw wired shut.
Through the wire, you'll be Kanye.
Yeah. Hey, good
to be here. It was great, dude.
Good to be here, everybody.
It was great last night, dude. It was great.
It was cool to see him. He was a very cool guy.
Thank you to Garnet Onishnak for giving tickets.
Yes. Yeah, Garnet, thank you so much. We had a great time. And, you know, in regards to that fight, I know you're not a big boxing fan. It was instant classic. You saw it.
Highway robbery.
I thought, highway robbery, I don't know. But this is a thing that happens in UFC and it happens a lot in boxing. He got knocked down. He got knocked on his ass. Ward did in, I think, the second round. If everything was the same, if you switch the 11th round and the second round, he wins that fight by two, probably.
Oh, just like the AP rankings for college football, where if you lose early, you have a chance.
That's a good analogy.
Did you see what happened to Notre Dame?
What?
They forfeited two seasons. When they went, got housed by
Alabama,
they forfeited all their wins.
For what violation?
Something about one of his students.
Who gives a shit? They got the wins. I mean, imagine if
that's giving all the money back.
Oh, they're they're not bowl eligible for the next 2 years.
No, next year they're not bowl eligible. They say they're appealing, but
I agree with you. Who gives a fuck? Oh, they took Reggie Bush's trophy away. He's the Heisman winner to me.
Exactly.
They're going to give it back.
If somebody in intramural, I won a championship in 3-on-3.
When was
that?
1995. Oh, those were good years.
Wait a minute. Let me just see if I get this right. You're about to make an intramural three-on-three championship analogy that got taken away from you for some sort of violation?
No, I'm bringing up it never did, but if I'm
just oh, you never
example.
Even won a three-on-three.
No, we did. No, we did.
Okay.
Our team was, we wanted to be called Three Niggers and a Jew, but they,
said
absolutely not.
My college intramural basketball team was seven crackers and a burrito because we had one
really?
Mexican guy.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So we had to change it, and I changed it to the B Hatches. So when they called us out, they're like, B Hatches? Oh, fuck.
That's kind of good. I do like the first name better.
Three Niggers and a Jew, yeah.
Yeah.
They had problems with every time I named anybody.
Sam had an idea last night about the Seattle Seahawks. Supersonics.
No, I didn't have an idea. That was all your idea.
Supersonics. No, wait. That's Chargers. Superchargers.
Yeah, Diego. You see, Oakland's trying to make a bid. That you said this last night.
What, to go out to L.A.?
No, to stay in Oakland.
I'd rather them go to Vegas.
Me too.
Because it'd be a fight. If you're in Vegas, like, let me stay on Sunday and do that. Or that's it. Or never have to deal with them in any way.
Yeah.
I love it. Be in Nevada. Because I might never go back to Vegas.
Well, dude, after
I might never go back.
After the bleaching Vegas? You got coming.
I don't like it.
You probably won't like the Raiders.
Here's the problem. If they lost last week, which they easily could have. I know, but hold on. If they lost last week.
Last week, when you mean last night?
Yeah.
Last night?
Then they would have been one game up for out of the playoffs to Miami, two games up to three other teams, and it would have been real close. Now they're two games on top of Miami.
They're making the playoffs.
They're making the playoffs for sure.
They absolutely.
What are they now? Nine and
hold on. So when are you leaving? So when are you going to come back?
I mean, maybe we could do it next week if they get there. What are they at? Eight.
Don't bleach your asshole now. Yeah. And then fucking, well, you know what?
Yeah, no. And then have
if you both have bleached assholes.
That'd be so hilarious. We both bleached
if you both have
assholes.
Bleached assholes, I don't think anything can go really bad in this room.
Hey, does anyone know where we can get the stuff they use on
Crest
CNN when they look at the, when they're looking at a dead body so they can't smell it, that they put under their nose so it stops any smell?
I didn't know about
This shit's going to be ripe in here.
Oh, yeah.
The smell of blood and shit.
Oh, by the way, the diet I'm going to have beforehand is going to be the same as when I farted into your mouth.
Not going to hate it. I'm going to be over here. The poor Russian Filipino lady is going to
fucking
hate
it. And it will be an immigrant. That's on me.
What?
Vicks.
Is that Vicks does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All you'll smell is that.
All right, guys. I got to go.
Where are you going so special?
I have a meeting that I couldn't get out of.
What meeting?
I have a meeting with the CBS.
Where are you going now?
You always have meetings on
Tuesdays.
Which
direction are you going?
Oh, God. Give it to him. You know what? That's what you do is really whack somebody on their bare back when they have a suntan. That was the shittiest thing you could do to another 14-year-old.
Yeah. Or pull their suspenders and shul.
I got to wonder, just as a guy who, I mean, you know, I'm busy now. I'm not that busy, but, you know, things are going semi-okay for me. If I had a 12:30 meeting, I wouldn't even come here.
He had to leave at 12:30. Where's his meeting, you think? Isn't CBS right across? No, CBS in the Valley. But it could be anywhere.
This is
that's
the
Burbank.
Fifth Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, no, CBS is like Fairfax and 3rd.
No, what's the one in the Valley?
That's CBS. Yeah, and that's NBC.
Radford.
NBC.
CBS Radford is where Laurel Canyon and
too.
That's there, yeah.
You guys don't have a say in what day's meetings are. You just have to say yes.
I mean, you can.
No, when you get bigger, you can. But I'm busy that day. Yeah. Sam chose not to do that.
Yeah.
They'd be like, we can't do Monday. How about next Tuesday? I'd be like, yeah, fine. Okay. Instead of going, actually, I have a thing for 12 to 2. How about 2:30? And they're like, no, we can't have a Wednesday. I'm like, okay, Wednesday will work.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm so dumb. I just go like, I can't on Tuesday. How's Wednesday? Nine times out of 10, they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it's like, nope, it's Tuesday. They rarely are like, nope, it's Tuesday or you're out of Hollywood, kid.
That's that kind of fucking what I was talking about with these people, the feeling of like, I got to do this. I got to do everything or it's not going to happen. What's the word I'm looking for? Desperation.
Desperation is the word you're looking for. Desperation is the word you're looking
for. Yeah, this town, man.
I got to agree with you.
It's good hiking, though. Good hiking.
It's beautiful. The weather's nice. There's a lot of beautiful people on the outside.
Yeah.
You know?
I tell you what, though. I'm definitely going to have to piss during this episode, but I've already formulated a plan in my head.
Here's the plan. I'll finish this. You can piss right here.
No, I'm finishing this water bottle, pissing into it, but you can't see my dick on this. Is that correct, Aaron?
Dude, this thing's got a whole big opening.
So I'm going to put my water bottle like that and pee like so you can see it filling up.
You're allowed to go to the bathroom.
No. What are you doing? What are you doing?
No, you can't spell aloud without L and O.
Yep.
Aaron doesn't like pee on the floor.
Listen,
it's not getting
me.
On the floor. It's getting this bottle. Now, we will have to make a hole.
Hey, did anybody in the room and, you know, our good buddy Garnet's in here, Aaron, Fight Nanny, Ari, me, did anybody here at any point in time, Ari, say, hey, I got an idea, I'm going to pee on the floor?
I don't.
I thought he was just going to, like, pee his pants.
I didn't hear.
Should we roll that back? Do we need to roll that back?
I didn't see. Well, maybe if somebody raised their hand, I think we all agreed.
Hey, listeners
said,
out there.
I'm going to pee in a bottle.
Listeners, if you heard it, let us know.
I don't trust him to make it in the bottle.
I'm going to piss on you.
Ari, how drunk are you? Let me run him through the ringer. Ari, how drunk are you right now?
Zero drunks.
Okay, zero drunks. How stoned are you right now?
No drunks. No stones.
You're not stoned at all?
Didn't even get high yesterday.
Wow.
I got work to do. I got to be fucking...
Yes, I get...
After 5:30, I'm going to get high.
I mean, if I was getting fucking anything right now, I would be doing nothing. But I think now, how wide is your dick hole?
It's just, you know, not as wide as this bottle.
Oh, God, that'd be alarming.
Because I know you... I've seen your dick several times. Oh, yeah. I got a bunch of people at Red Zone with your dick the other day.
Oh, really?
You know the picture of the one where you only have socks on in our old studio?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, somebody was asked, they saw you on something. I go, oh, I got this fucking hilarious pic. Look at this sock. Wait till you see the socks this dumbass is wearing. I'm, you know, setting it up. Pull it, and I blow it up on your socks. And then when they look at it, I shrink it down, and it's just your dick and balls.
That's nice.
Yeah, that one's been going around town for a while.
You're not going to make Garnett feel welcome and show him your asshole situation?
No, there's nothing inflamed right now.
Dude, the guy's got to piss in a bottle. He's going crazy right now.
I haven't eaten a lot of mixed nuts.
We like to gross out the guests.
I've been eating a lot of mixed nuts because they have it in the editing bay that I'm working in.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
great. You just go out there, fill up a cup, and then can bring it back.
Yeah.
Dude, my shit today was just chock full of nuts. That's the right word, chock full of nuts. I mean, it was just pieces, man. It was kind of like a piece of chocolate. We have little pieces of almonds in it.
Yeah, like
up.
What's that one? It's like honey and then whatever. Yeah. It's just all peanuts all around it. Payday? Is that a payday?
It's not honey.
I look at Aaron like he knows all the candy bars. I'm sorry, Aaron. I didn't even know. You don't know. You eat all.
Aaron, what's the best candy bar to eat after a miscarriage?
Well, okay. I've never heard of it. Oh, whatchamacallit he said. His mic wasn't hot.
You're at a loss for words.
Whatchamacallit.
Oh, by the way, have you ever seen godslittleones.org?
I'm already scared, but no.
Oh, my God.
I'm writing it down. Don't even know what it is yet.
godslittleones.org. I hope it's still up. It's for people who either had a miscarriage who were less religious and had an abortion and now turned religious. They make replicas of what your baby would have been.
What?
And I'm double-crossing it out.
Yeah, and they take your eye color of you and the father. They take their hair color. You can make it like as a one-year-old. You can make it as the fetus, like what the fetus was when it was terminated or killed.
That's one I would pick.
There's this picture of this couple posing with a stillborn baby, and the wife you could just see in shock of like, oh, it's my baby.
He's not
lying. And the husband not knowing how to like tell, like, no, that baby's gone. That's just a dead body.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That looks like Sammy Davis Jr.
And so the husband's got to pose with this miscarried baby. And he's just like, okay, how am I going to tell my wife?
There's preemies and micro preemies.
Preemies. Micro preemies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this talk is getting me hard.
Dude, you know how you can, you know, I could just like, because now you know the baby's dead. The wife doesn't know. And maybe she has a good sense of humor, so you can hit her with like a good zinger. So you go, honey, let me see the baby. And then you take the baby and then you hold, like, pick it up by only its legs.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, whack! Right on the table.
I like it.
And she's like, what'd you do? And you're like, it was already dead.
And that's
then
cool,
she's
cool.
Like, God, Dave, you always get me.
Why would you want to own that? Look at it. It's like you put it on your nightstand.
Oh,
what do you
be
do
a cute
with
little
that?
Keychain.
Yeah, they also make pictures if
they
you want.
They should make
anal
beads.
Anal beads. Anal beads.
That'd be good. Oh,
baby,
anal beads.
Baby,
anal beads.
Baby, baby, anal beads.
Oh, my God.
And if you had a lot of abortions, you'd want anal beads. You're the type to want it.
This oh, yeah, and yeah, absolutely, because it's time to start going
this.
In a different direction, because obviously the puss is broken.
Yeah.
So you make it little.
The puss is broken.
You to make
the
it into five shattered. Little baby anal beads. God, where's Ren is easy when we need them? This is a cash money in the bank. Five little anal beads, and then that gets her fucking butt open, because it's obviously time to give up on the clam.
Yeah, give up the clam. It's all anal now.
Look at how scary Carissa is. She was born at 34 weeks.
34 weeks. Wow. And then what do they have next to her? A little owl?
This is horrible.
What's
like,
next to
like
her?
A little teddy bear?
Oh, Carissa's little teddy bear. She'll never be. She'll never be human.
This is really bothering me. Only you.
Duncan told me
about it. I was just going to say, I bet Duncan told
you
about this.
15 years ago.
Wow, and you've still been frequenting the
site.
Dude,
it's one of my favorite websites.
That's really, really disturbing.
I can't believe this exists and you know about this.
Well, I can believe, because I was just going to say, only you or Duncan would recommend something like that, and the fact that Duncan told you about it,
yeah,
15 years ago, and you still frequent it,
yeah,
says speaks volumes about the both of you. It just really does.
I love kids, man.
Jacob and Aubrey are terrifying.
Jacob and Aubrey, other twins. They both got killed.
Oh man,
they'll never see. They'll never breathe life. They'll never be there.
They're connected at the grave.
Yeah.
See what I did there. Wow. Well, this
you gotta find the picture of the guy posing with his
this
dead
episode
body.
This episode probably should be called "Going to Hell."
Oh my god! Especially because you said cancer, like kids with thyroid cancer don't.
Oh yeah, they don't get our money. They don't get our money. Only butt cancer kids.
I only see displays. Maybe it's under a display.
I love how this is what you're supposed to be doing all the time when we talk about sports. We don't know stats, but you only look
yeah.
it up for
because people. I understand what miscarriage and abortion means. I don't but know.
That means you don't get a job.
But you applied for a job on a sports podcast where
that has never paid me or anything.
But you know what? Things are a-changing. Everyone's going to be making money soon.
Things, they are a-changing.
Look how mad Ari's getting. Or, I mean, Aaron.
Can't what? I agree with you, Aaron.
Aaron, totally Aaron is saying, please don't piss. Dude, piss in this thing.
What?
Piss in this and then pour it in that.
My God.
So how much
crazy.
Can
you? Oh, no.
Now, here's the deal. I realize I've made this mistake before. You need to punch a vacuum hole in it. Otherwise, it's like you're pouring pineapple juice with only one thing open. You got to open up both sides. Got a pen?
What? I'm not going to give you a...
It hasn't been pissed on yet.
Yeah, but I just... So you got to put like a piss carb on this
bomb? Yeah, piss carb, yes.
Piss carb might not be a bad name for this episode.
Piss carb?
Piss carb? Not we're going to hell?
Well, we'll see how this is. Aaron is all in, guys. I know his mic's not hot.
Loves it.
I know his mic's not hot, but Aaron is very excited for this next segment.
I do not approve. All Things Comedy does not approve.
The views of this piss is not the views of All Things Comedy.
All right, true or false, you're on the board of directors of All Things Comedy.
That is true. That is true. All Things Comedy does approve.
Yeah. No one else is here to vote that's on the board of directors, so anybody else? Oh, guys, Ari is trying to piss in this water bottle. And, oh, no. Now, Ari, you said you had to piss a lot. What if it starts filling all the way to the top?
I've considered that.
You guys, Ari's body's really nice. He has abs.
We don't have to do the switcheroo. He only has abs because he's pushing piss out so hard.
He has abs. He does not look like a melted candle.
That's getting very full. That's getting very full.
It's headed up to the carb.
Go, 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 go.
There's already water in there.
I know, but just keep going. I don't want you to piss all over the cameras and Aaron's clean floor. Sounds like it's dwindling down.
Jesus Christ.
Candace, he's running out of this one. Give me your shoe.
How did you know you had to poke a hole in it?
Oh, yeah. I've made this mistake lots of times.
I'm 44 years old, everybody, and this is what I do for a living.
Do you do core work? You have great.
It's because
stomach.
It's because it's because. Thanks. It's because thanks. It's because. Well, I should transfer this to
That's
a carbless bottle. But it's because I pissed in cars many times.
Okay.
Oh,
you gotta,
me too.
You got to do the butt scoot up because otherwise the dick goes up. You
got
to go down.
System.
And then. It creates a vacuum. The air has to go somewhere. So if you plug it up with the whole dick, which is smart, you know, really seal it up, then it's the air, and then you get an explosion. On the way back from Edinburgh, Scotland, I was in the north of Scotland driving 80 miles an
hour. It's like one of those volcano science experiments when you're a kid.
And I was like, oh, I can't stop. I can't stop to pee. I'm on the highway right now, and I'm going to miss my flight. And I had to drive for about an hour, and I had to fucking mash one. Open up a fucking hole and pissed while I was driving on the highway in Scotland.
Were you mad the first time pee exploded all over you?
Yeah, I think I. Yeah,
I got a system.
More disappointing.
This is for anybody who drives a lot or has, you know, you got to piss, you don't want to pull over. If you have the bigger Gatorade bottle, not the regular one, but the bigger, fatter bottomed one,
yeah,
it has a really big hole in the top, so you can undo that. You can just
the
put
fat
your
Gatorade
whole,
bottle will work.
Put your whole dick in there.
Yeah. And then there's still
and
air.
Then you, and
still
it's,
air
and it's very full of room, so you, even if you got to take a big piss, you're not going to overflow that thing.
No, no, no.
You might overflow a regular one.
Yeah.
You almost overflowed that if I didn't come in strong with my... Oh, by the way, hand me that. I wasn't done with that. Just kidding.
By the way, again, this episode is brought to you by Ralph's. Ralph's Purified Drinking Water.
Great place to take a piss. Oh! That reminds me of something. I said 4 years ago on this show, when we were at the Joint Studios, I always recall this, and I was like, man, that was such a good idea. And we kind of threw it around, and it was like, I don't know, man. No one will ever do that.
Yeah.
I thought it would be awesome if, let's say you go to a Cubs game, and they're playing the Cardinals.
Yeah.
They put St. Louis Cardinals urinal cakes in all the urinals. So when you're at your home stadium, you're pissing all over St. Louis Cardinals.
I like it a lot.
And, you know,
I like it a lot.
You would just have, you know how many you would need for each game and each team that comes through. But everybody does it to everybody. So you always, and it, you get a good laugh and you always think about it.
The only worry on one of those things is a Cardinals fan wanting to take it home, but who's going to reach in and grab it?
But if I'm, you know, like as a Falcons fan, I'm on the road game against the Rams. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I ain't pissing on that. I get a fucking nice Ralph's bottle with me. I fill that thing up. You know what I mean? Maybe I throw it on the field.
Sit down toilet.
I pour it in their sinks, bro. You know what I mean? It's like you going on Fighter and the Kid and, you know, farting
the
place
up. Are you still going to go on it?
Later, but I don't know when.
Hang on. Wait. Let me finish this. I go to UCLA-USC on Saturday at the Rose Bowl, so it's a UCLA home game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a piss. Not only, 4 years later, is there a USC urinal cake.
Oh,
everybody's
really?
Pissing on it. It says, so it's their logo and going around it in a circle. Here's the Cardinal. You add the gold.
Wow.
Bravo, UCLA. Not only are you having your fans piss on USC, you had them with a zinger.
What's Cardinal?
The Cardinal and gold is their color.
Oh, right. Cardinal.
So it was a Cardinal thing.
It was red?
It was a red thing with their little logo, and it says you add the gold.
Yes, they took it.
All the writing was in white, and gold was the...
Hell yes,
I
love that.
I'll show you a picture.
I love that. By the way,
I'll tweet this picture because while I'm pissing, I took a picture of this. I'm like, oh, somebody listened to Punch Drunk and heard this great idea and came up with a great tagline for it, too.
Where's the bag of bets? I want to add this because I've been thinking about it nonstop.
Candace has it.
Aaron has it.
I want to add no cutting your hair for a year.
Oh, I love that. Sam or shaving.
Sam said no.
Or shaving.
Sam said no. We'll just be an Only Tebow RE1. Okay. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make it
what
Only
about,
Tebow RE1.
Throw a beard in there, too. No shaving or cutting your hair for a year.
Pubes only, if you want.
Pubes. Body hair is fine. You know, because then you'll go through the hat phase. You'll go through the fucking...
Yeah. Now, you can shave it right before the bet starts. You can shave everything down to street level if you want.
Bro, check that out. Here's what it is. I'll tweet this, but I'm showing Ari the picture of the... in the urinal.
You had the gold.
There's like someone put through like a fucking cigarette butt thing on the gold butt, whatever.
Can I see?
Yeah,
this
of course.
This was the urinal?
Yeah, that's in the bottom of the urinal. That's what you piss on. At a UCLA game. Hilarious. Ari adding to the bag of bets. That's right. That's a good one. So let's do a couple updates on bag of bets. I will be sending.
What about the fucking mustache that's going to get over your fucking mouth? I mean, can we just trim the mustache hair?
Okay.
You
have to get permission from the winner to discuss trimming. Like, you can be like, hey, man, here's what my face looks like. All I want to do is trim around my lips. Are you cool with that?
How about this? When you want to trim around your lips, you have to send out a tweet praising the other person. Jason Tebow is a really cool guy. Everyone should know about that.
Yeah.
Just something praiseworthy.
Uh-huh.
Every time you're like, all right, let me fucking so I can eat.
Yeah. Let's eat some puss. Oh, speaking of eating pussy... Ari, how's your new fiance?
Yeah. I love hearing about her. Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen her in a while. I've been in L.A.
Don't you miss her?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I was going to go over there. We're going to go hiking during this break. But
Ramadan, whatever you guys call it.
Did you fly her out to be with you because you miss her so much?
No. She's got a job.
What does she do?
Girls in New York just have jobs. They just, like, do things.
I'm telling you, man. And it makes it really interesting to talk to people, too. When you meet him.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no way. You're a fuck. You drive an ambulance? That's cool. You know what I mean?
I've always had a job. Is that a thing in L.A.? Girls don't have jobs here?
Nobody. Everybody. You know, when you're like, well, it's like being in college. Like, what's your major and where are you from?
I guess
I'm lucky.
I'm
from Des Moines, and I am a fucking actress.
I guess I'm lucky because I don't want to be an entertainer.
Yeah, I guess you're lucky for that.
Yeah. You're lucky. But, it's an industry town, and it just gets kind of frustrating because, you know, and I think as comics especially, we really like engaging with people, getting to know people. You know, I damn near interview every Uber driver I have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, what's your real thing? It just can't be what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. It's always something else.
And it's always something really interesting.
Oh, right.
A lot of times. You know what I mean? You get sick of the exact same conversation all the time with all the same people. And they tend to be the attractive people. You know, we're not out and about a lot of places meeting normal people. You know? So it gets kind of like...
It is nice.
In New York, you mean? Just being around and meeting people that do other things that aren't...
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what do you do? And it's like, they do the... They're not trying to get into something else, you know?
Yeah.
They're not, like, Uber driving while they're waiting for something. It's like...
And I think there's something about being on foot, too. I think there's something about not being in your car by yourself for 4.5 hours a day.
Yeah.
Where everybody is like, I'm going to jump on the train, then I'm going to walk through this park, then I'm going to get a coffee there, then I'm going to go meet my friends at this thing. All along that path, interesting things happen to you. Here you sit in traffic on your phone listening to a podcast or sports talk radio, and you don't really engage with anybody.
That's my life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? It's everybody's life out here. You know, this is a very unwalkable town. That's why I was like, hey, man, let's take the train to the game,
last night.
To the Clipper game. And Tripp is like, I got a rental car, bro. I can drive. And then proceeded to text and talk about Hillary Clinton the entire way.
Did he really?
yeah.
Wasn't there traffic, though? It's so much better to take the train.
Yeah, there was traffic. How long do you think it took us to get there? About 40 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
It would have taken us 15 minutes on the train. It cost $1.75. But you see some interesting motherfucking things.
Yeah.
And then when you get out of the station, bam, there's fucking 8,000 Clipper fans all walking the same direction you are.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like the station there. Dude, I went to my first, was it the Knicks game?
You know, I kind of got a boner for the Knicks a little bit. We were talking about this.
Oh, no. I went to an Islanders games.
Totally different thing.
But the
not
idea
even
of
the same sport, to be
I know.
With
but
you.
The idea of getting off a train and just being at the stadium.
It's great.
You know? It's just like, great. Oh, this is wonderful.
Dude, when the Cubs won, we left. I was like three bars just to the left of Zanies, the downtown Zanies, the old town Zanies. When I got out.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
It's in the hat. In the back.
And jumped on the train right after the game, as did the other 4,000 people that are in all those bars. And in 10 minutes, we were right at Wrigley Field where there's 100,000 people in the street.
Wow.
You know? That's like, you don't get that shit.
No, you don't get it here for sure.
You know, Lakers win the NBA Finals. You're like, let's jump in the car. We'll be there in 2 hours.
So are they going to build a train to Inglewood?
Yes, sir.
They are.
Uh-huh.
How long is that going to take? 2074?
Is that even a 2074? Oh, you mean the year. I thought you were talking about how much time would it take to get there. I'm like, you just had a stroke in the middle of that sentence.
Yeah, when are they going to be done? It's going to be ready for the new
opening? Well, dude, you can already get through there. You can already get through there right now. The train to Hollywood Park? Well, you can get around to there because they have the trains that are up and they have the trains that are underground.
But go
and
there?
They've just been connecting them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you can take the train from like Hollywood.
As long as you can do that, then it's like golden.
You can take the train right now from Hollywood to downtown.
Yeah.
Switch trains and go from underground downtown straight to 3rd Street Promenade.
Dude, when you don't even know the system, like, so I went to that Islanders game and I was like, fuck, which one do I get off on? And then I just see a bunch of people wearing Islanders hats and I'm like, sure. I'm going to follow them.
Yeah. And you know what? If you go the wrong direction, get off, get back on and head the other way. Yeah. It takes 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it when the train, like, the closer you get, the more it fills up with people wearing the jerseys
and stuff. I've said it before, and in about a week, I'll probably be done with it. I've never experienced anything like I did when the Cubs won Game 7.
You have Snap Pops here?
No, we talked about that last night.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to do that today?
We were going to do it today, but I had a real problem finding Snap Pops.
Oh, it's so weird.
It's crazy. And I went to three places. Even the place I went first was the first thing you suggested.
Maybe we should Amazon them.
Yeah.
No, I can get them.
But I mean, Amazon's probably cheaper.
I'll have them. I just thought over the between Friday and over the weekend, I would get them.
Yeah, for sure.
And then
I was
Saturday, I had to work at that UCLA thing all day, and then Sunday I was at Red Zone all day, and I'm like, I'll just get them Monday, and then went three places Monday and couldn't get them. I'm like, God damn it!
By the way, the Rams game on Sunday was the
how
first
was
time.
That? I saw great. You were there with Ren Azizi,
Taylor, Kareem.
I love Kareem.
Kareem was just like, here, I have tickets already. He's like, I want to sit
I think
with my
he
friend.
Has season tickets.
Yeah, he goes, I'm going to sit with you guys instead. So he sat in the cheap seats with us.
Him and Chris have tickets together, I think.
Oh, really?
Yep.
It was the first game I had been to since you got us tickets to that, or was it Sam? Got us tickets to that USC game. Who was working that got us tickets to that?
Sam was doing some radio thing.
Yeah,
and he got us tickets,
and we sat in the student section. Sat in the student section, and fucking, I just was like short of breath the whole
That's
day.
Where we came up with the term smooth fat.
Smooth fat.
Smooth fat is where that came from.
Yeah, those young girls.
Yeah, the ones that look like 19, they're about to...
It's about to explode.
Yeah,
but
about
it
6 years,
yet.
They're just going
to
be like when you open up dough and it goes... they're about to do that, but they're like 5 years away, so it's real fun.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, smooth. It's big, but like smooth
It's not
big.
Fat yet, but it's pre-fat.
It's not gross fat, it's
smooth
fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your diet? Denny's only?
Oh, that's going to blow up in your face, but until it does, let me get up in your cookie pops.
Let's go.
Until then, let's make some Pop-Tarts and fuck.
Yeah. One of the nice things about LA versus like New York is the women here are they feel that desperation and they work out to another level. Whereas in New York, you get a lot of like that mom gut, even non-moms.
Well, yeah, you get that in Chicago too. But I don't. You when you grow up and knowing that, you don't mind it. Yeah. You're just like, don't let this get out of hand. But it's kind of cute.
I know you grow up, but then you live in LA for 10 years. You're like, it's not cute anymore.
Yeah, of course. And then you realize there is another side. Yeah, that you don't have to settle for a C+.
Yeah.
You know. But ain't nothing with wrong with a hardworking C+.
Hardworking, yeah. There was a couple last night.
I don't fancy myself
really
awesome.
Confident fat chicks last night. And I was like, yeah, hell yes. I'd love
that. At the store?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You saw them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah, it's like,
it's something about taking ownership
it.
In
mm-hmm.
it.
And absolutely.
It's like, I feel like on the flip side of it, I'm that kind of guy. Like, I never really get complimented. I just get these weird not insults. Like, people are like, hey, man, you always have interesting clothes. That's not like you're stylish. You have a nice, your own style. I get like, I'm the kind of guy that people are like, you know, you're not ugly. You know what I mean? Where it's like, and that's how those girls were. It's like, if you have confidence in whatever, if you really just truly don't give a fuck, and you're a C+, people will give you a shot at the title.
Yeah.
They'll regret it.
They'll regret it.
They always do.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I'm like that. I'm a confident fat chick.
Except you're a confident fat chick,
like,
but you're also
body,
successful
just, like,
now.
Thin. Right, exactly. But my shirt off situation, I mean, like, where it's like, you don't have a good body. I'm just like, I know, but it's good enough.
You actually have, your body looks a lot better than it did.
Yeah.
I've been eating a lot of
I wish you would play Youssef in basketball now.
Yeah, now would probably be a good time. I would crush him for sure.
I don't know if crush is the word I would use. I just don't think it would be 3-0.
I'd gas out at one point.
It was, no, in your defense, it was 3-1, and you were on your hands and knees puking. Yeah. My favorite moment was right at the, you know, you showed up like Krusty the Clown. You're going to clown Youssef. You had your Converse on. I think you might have been hungover.
A yarmulke.
I'd eaten one Cadbury egg.
Yeah. A Cadbury egg for breakfast and was bragging about it. And he had his yarmulke on in his glasses. And then Youssef scores quickly. It's 1-0. And he takes his yarmulke off and throws it at me like a frisbee. And he's like, hold this.
That's what he's doing basketball.
But it was 1-0.
At Hebrew Academy and JDS, you do that. When his yarmulke is falling off, you're like, hold on. I got to run.
Now, would you guys just all throw him on the ground and then they
no,
can
you throw him towards
the
bench. No, that's not like that. They can hit the ground for sure.
Okay.
You just throw them to the bench so people
are there any like Jewish drinking games where everyone's throwing yarmulkes at like trying to get them into buckets or some shit?
No, that would be a great game though. That would be a great game.
Like beer pong with yarmulkes and buckets instead of ping pong and cups.
But a lot of guys won't take 3 steps without the yarmulke, so they'd be like, hey, give it to me.
You can call it yarmulke.
Yarmulke. Oh, any religious Jews out there? Any orthos?
Also another good name for the
play
show.
Play yarmulke. It's Y-A-R. It's yarmulke.
Mo with O?
M-U-L-K, okay. And then that would be K-A, but now you're calling it Yarmulkup, or Cup, K-U-P. Yeah.
I should probably go C-U-P.
Maybe Yarmulkup.
Yarmulkup. Yeah. That's a very hard word for a Gentile. And
Yarmulkup.
And for a Gentile who has banged probably more Jews than you.
Probably, they're gross.
I don't know why Jews, I love
you're
them.
You're dating a Jewish girl right now.
Yeah.
I love Jewish chicks.
Generally, though.
Jewish
gross.
Chicks, Italian chicks.
I've slowly started to come around, but I'm still left with these remnants of like calling them gross for 20-plus years. So that's like, oh, yeah, I guess I can be some.
That is kind of like a weird, like, see what God did to you.
Yeah.
Because now you're totally falling in love with a Jew, and you're probably going to get married and have little
babies. So cute.
We'll be farming organs.
She don't want babies.
That's why you like her.
Well, because of the
tell her to prove
that,
it. Have her get her tubes tied.
She's on whatever pill.
That's not enough for
not
you.
Not pill, but the
that's
insert.
Not enough for you.
It's not enough. I'm about to get my tubes
You've
soldered.
Been saying that for 5 years.
I know, but part of the reason I didn't is because I had a line in the special is I'm 10 minutes away from getting a vasectomy. So now that I've done it and recorded it, I'm going to get the vasectomy.
Got it.
That's a good bag of bets.
Get a vasectomy?
I'd do it.
Yeah, because none of you have any business having children. Ari
exactly.
Does.
No, I don't. What do you mean?
Why, I mean, money-wise.
Money-wise,
I'm a fucking
business,
woman.
But I'm not going
to
be there to take
woman.
Care of it.
No love. No, you'd be
just
a good
money.
Father.
What
no,
a
you're
fucking
a caring
person.
You think you could have a kid?
I was talking about Sam. I think he'd be a wonderful father.
No, Sam's out of the question.
Sam would eventually do lines off his baby's butt.
Where's the baby going to live? In what room in your house?
I'm not saying now. I'm saying let's say the album goes great and that leads to something in 3 years.
Where does he live in my house?
I sell a show or let's say something like this.
Well, you have money. You spent $25,000 on a backdrop. For your special, didn't
but that's
you?
Part of the cost of special.
That's madness.
That's called a business expense.
Yeah, business expense.
You know what I mean? It's not like he bought a fucking. It's not like he's Josh Martin bought an $800 wallet and couldn't put a dollar in it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's real iguana skin.
So who? Why would you want that, though, Josh Martin?
But well, you just can't, because you can't afford it doesn't mean you got to take this shit out of me.
Well, I can't afford an iguana skin wallet. I don't want that.
You would wipe your ass with it, idiot.
Why would I don't think I would if I spent $800.
Dude, he pulled out this fancy ass green wallet. I'm like, dude, that's nice. It was $800.
Why?
I go, bro, you're sleeping in your car. This is like 2 years ago. Literally was sleeping in his car in the parking lot of the store, bought an $800 wallet.
Are you ever amazed by that?
Yeah, or they, for like 2 years.
Or the Sheezers of the world who like, I'm getting better in stand-up. I'm growing, but I'm broke as fuck. And I'm like, all right, got to make every dollar last. You got to make every dollar last. Can't drink beers. Can't do anything. Got to fucking, you know, you can't afford to eat out almost ever. And then you find these people who are doing the same as you, taking fucking vacations and buying extravagant things. You're like, how is this not catching up to you? I scrimped and saved for every fucking dollar to stay in this fucking dream. Yeah. You guys are just willy-nilly going, like, yeah, I'm going to go to Bora Bora for a couple weeks. And it's like, how?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Based on what income that you don't have?
I've slept on a lot of couches to scrimp and save. And then you see somebody like that I would have thought had less money than me.
Yeah,
and
it's not
worse
catching up to them.
Than me. Like, you
Josh
know.
Martin buying every new fucking Johnny Cupcake shirt.
Or at fucking $400 Jordans, and you're like, damn, bro.
You're doing well, huh?
Nah. Yeah, no. I just wrote a suicide note. I just list my way through a suicide note.
This podcast is brought to you by Suicide. Suicide for when you like life, but don't love life.
Oh, my God.
Choose suicide.
Back to this thing. Bag of bets.
Yeah.
So we got to get the Snap Pops. Here's what I think.
Right, just for the record, this is not a thing that I'm not paying off. This is you to get the Snap Pops. You're not saying I'm chicaning
in
on this.
You're not sure. No. We 100% we're going to do it today. I just had a thing come up that I wound up having to do Saturday all day.
Yeah.
I'm slammed all days on Sundays right now. And then I was very arrogantly thinking about this costume magic place, which has everything.
Dude, that's why I got my cigarette loads when I used to put loads in my
cigarette. They still had cigarette loads.
Oh, those are great.
They still had cigarette. I was tempted to get some loads.
You should.
They really pissed people off.
You turn the one upside down. That has a load in it.
Uh-huh.
And then when people ask for a cigarette, they're like, yeah, sure. Take it out. Give it to them. Walk away.
What does it do?
Right when you light it, it's like a little small firecracker, and it explodes and scares the shit out of you.
And not right when you light it. It's sometimes you get like two or three hits.
No, here's what
that would be really scary.
Oh, yeah. They've always been around, and it's a great gag.
Yeah.
Even in high school, we used to do it. Here's the fun way to do it. My moms used to do them to each other when I was in high school. You would, because then you stop falling for them, because then you put like you do like three cigarettes in somebody else's pack.
Oh, you just like, can I borrow a cigarette? They're like, here, take one.
Your roommate smokes, you smoke, you get the loads, you put one in there, let them get it. And like, God damn it. You know? But then, at like every, you know, so you unpack the whole pack, you load three, shuffle them around, throw them in there. So they smoke one, they think they got it. Then they get a couple, two safe ones. Then you get them when they're in their car, you're not even there.
In their car.
They're hitting you up like, God damn it, how many of these are fucking loaded? Or the other way to do loads is,
conversely,
you take a paperclip, hat pin, you know, whatever,
paper
some
clip,
kind of thing,
sure, uh-huh.
And then put the load in there, and then you tuck it all the way to the back.
That's what I do.
So let them smoke, like, all the way to the end, and they think they're safe.
All the way to the back?
And the last drag explodes.
Oh, see, I get like, you don't want to have to, because if you just put it in with your finger, you can still see the edge.
It's white. It looks like a little white thing. You're like, well,
it's real small, but you can see it. But you have to shove it in so the tobacco surround goes back over it, so you don't see anything. That's why you got
like
two or three.
It looks like a little white, almost like a, like if you break a pencil, like the lead of a pencil. Like
that little piece.
That, like
about that.
That
wide.
Yeah.
Dude, we had one with Freddie Soto. We got him. So he borrowed one. I was like, yeah, sure. And then he brought it up on stage with him. And
not knowing that it was a load, or he was in on the gag?
No, not knowing it was a load.
Brought it up on stage. Remember when you could smoke on stage?
Yeah, exactly. God. Can you not do that at the store anymore? Because you just said it's performance art.
If I was doing a bit about smoking on stage.
Yeah.
First of all, you would have to do a bit about it.
Todd Glass used to do a bit about it. No, you don't. You can just be like, this is part of my performance.
Dave Chappelle always smokes.
Yeah, it's Dave Chappelle.
He
can
gets
do
away
it. He can take
murder.
A shit on stage.
Yeah.
For the same reason Ari just pissed in here. Aaron actually can fire me. He can't do anything to Ari.
Ruling board of.
But I think you would have to go to Adam or
I can give you a
anybody.
Presidential pardon.
Adam, yeah, you really could. Actually, that's cool. I got to keep that in mind.
I could give you a presidential pardon.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not a necessarily for sure thing. So go ahead.
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get to get a out of jail free card.
No. I'm saying that is a possibility.
Oh, okay. Don't bank on it.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm still going to really bank on it.
Okay, yeah.
Just so you know.
So, Adam,
You might have to go to him and be like, hey, man, I'm smoking a cigarette up there because I'm doing this. You'll see it, right. It ties into a thing. If I walk up there and just light up a cigarette, he's going, God, what the fuck's wrong with you, man? Yeah. God, you're fucking going to get me fired.
Yeah. So he was like on stage talking. He was about to light up. He goes, hey, can I borrow a lighter? Because he's real smooth on stage, you know? Mm-hmm. He's like, can I borrow a lighter? For this late night, 15, 20 people in the crowd.
He's hosting or he's doing a spot?
Doing a spot. Uh-huh. Somebody gives him one. He's like, has it. He's waiting to light it. He's talking. He starts to light it. And then he stops. He has another thought. He keeps talking. We're like, oh, we're right. And me and Renzi's in the back. Like, come on. It's like, get there.
You tucked it in?
Tucked it in.
Uh-huh.
And so he's taking about 5-6 minutes before he even fucking lights it up. And then when finally he lights it up. He was kept going close. And then finally lit it up, took a drag. He was like, yeah. And then he took another drag and it blew up. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, we laughed so hard. We're like, you motherfuckers. God, those are fun. Those cigarette loads are fun. So they don't have Snap Pops.
So they didn't have Snap Pops. And so the guy's like, I don't know, 99 cent store, which is also what Sports Band said when I asked him last night.
Yeah.
So I go in a couple places, but like the third place I go into, you know, and it's like Hollywood, it's all before the Clipper game. I'm like walking to meet Sam down Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to pop into every single place along there that I think will have Snap Pops. But I was sure it was going to be that place. You know what else that costume magic place has that's great? Sugar bottles.
Oh, the smashing bottles over here?
Yeah, that look exactly like real bottles. They had a Jack Daniel ones. That's like a $45 joke, by the way, the Jack Daniels bottle.
A $45.
They're $12 for the beer bottles, $45 for the like Jack Daniel or whatever.
No, that's more for a shoot. That's than a
It's probably just harder to make. It's such a bigger fucking thing, and they look very real.
Yeah.
That was a classic. Jarvis and I probably spent $200 on bottles throughout the years.
We used to do this thing in the store where we'd pretend to bump into each other, because you know how on the outside, the wall on the outside, there'd be beer bottles and stuff there all the time. People just leave them and walk away.
Oh, of course.
So if I passed you, we like bump into each other on purpose, like because I know because you're in on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, watch it. I'm like, you fucking watch it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get going. And then if you see a beer bottle, then you take it and you smash it on the wall and you rush at the guy.
Uh-huh.
And you know other people that are around also are going to stop you and just be like, what the fuck? We got that with Dave Attell once because he didn't know what was going on. Because he was just like, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
like, he was like, I don't know what's this is fucking weird.
The poor door guy having to clean your guy's glass bottles.
Yeah, it's PJ.
Well,
yeah,
it's fine,
exactly.
Then.
He's.
Do you guys miss him since he moved?
He moved again.
Yeah, he moved back home.
I feel like I just saw him the other day. Back home to where? Rhode Island or something?
Yeah, somewhere.
I mean, whenever he's around, he's always fun to talk to.
You're the only person I've ever heard say something nice about him.
Well, he's always been nice to me. There's always a lot of people that are like, okay, I get it. A lot of people, you know, have gotten into it with this certain person or they, you know, I have that relationship with Pauly. Pauly Shore has been nothing but cool to me.
Really?
And I know a lot of people have told stories about him one way or the other, and I know he's just had a crazy life. But to me personally, I can't really shit on him because I have no personal experience with him being anything but nice to me. You know, they wanted me to be the lot guy, and I said no. You know, this is like when Duncan was town coordinator.
Yeah.
I don't want to work the lot because I'm always drunk and I'm always stoned, and I don't want to drive Joe Rogan's car there and get yelled at. I think I'm going to fuck that up. I'm very clumsy. I'm going to screw that up. So then they had me, well, dude, you can be, Pauly needs people to help do punch up and all this sort of shit. So for like a year.
Oh, really? He gave you money?
I wouldn't know if I would necessarily call it that.
You have to pee again?
Are you peeing again? But anyways, my point is before Ari gets his... Oh, God, you have the most disgusting... Ugh. Yeah,
you're just staring right at it. Do you see it? She just makes dead eyes. Well,
I'm seeing... I just want to make...
That's dead eyes.
It's like like Medusa. It's like looking at Medusa. So, you know, Pauly's always been cool to me, and PJ's always been cool to me. I'm not one of the guys he's always gotten into it with. I generally...
He didn't sleep with your girlfriend.
You know, no. you know, except for when you were really the only girlfriend that I dated that hung around there. But well, I met you there.
Yeah.
So it would make sense. You know, you always liked going there. So other than that, I never would bring girlfriends around. So we never had opportunity to... I'm smart. Rogan said it to me once. He's like, never bring your girlfriend to the Comedy Store.
Never.
Yeah.
If you want that to work out. And I stick to that. You know, so that was the only exception there. So, he never had an opportunity to do any of the things that he's done. So, you know, PJ was always cool to me. So, I don't like to talk shit about people unless I have a personal story that I can actually back up.
You don't just join in.
Exactly. I hate the pile up thing. Like, yeah, everyone thinks that guy's an asshole. He's an asshole. These people have always been cool to me.
Yeah.
First of all, Two things. I almost grabbed that earlier because I'm like, where's my water?
Oh, there
it is.
It's going to spill.
It does seem like it's going to spill. Like if you hit the table.
You know when you do that, it looks like on when Jurassic Park when there's a dinosaur coming and it's the glass water. But it's your fucking piss. Let me see how warm this is. That one's kind of cooling off.
You're going to spill
that one's not.
No. Oh, fuck. That looked real.
I thought you were doing it.
I mean, piss is very sterile, guys. I mean, look, come here.
Are you only supposed to drink your own pee? No, you can't drink your own pee.
Should drink your own pee. You might drink other people's pee.
Remember on that 127 hours, like he drank his own pee, but that's like supposed to be poisonous.
No. Other people's pee.
Other people's pee?
I really did put my finger in your piss.
I know. I saw it.
Do we have drink your own pee as a bag of
it? Yes, it is.
You suggested it.
No, it's in there. Shot of your own pee is in there.
Shot of your own pee.
You guys, I don't believe
a shot of your own pee.
Yeah, a shot glass.
And dude, we'll just fill this up. You know what? I like this new segment on the show.
Pissing?
Yeah, the pee into the thing. That might be.
Because usually I'm gone and we got to do it over Skype. But
dude,
here.
We should get pee as a sponsor. Do you know anybody over at pee?
Yeah, I can ask. I can make some calls.
I like the sound of that. You would be the one to call because you're the more famous one currently.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'll put some calls. I'll put my people on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you think
right.
there's any scenario where Sam or I, through any stroke of luck or hard work or success, can get as famous as you or even surpass you in fame?
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's
I was really
to
expecting
the
piss taken out, and then it didn't happen.
You guys know everything. It is safe. It's necessary for survival.
You think two grown men in
how old
are you? 39?
How
old are you?
42.
Wow, you're older than I thought, and you look great, by the way. 44 year old.
Complimenting you all day.
42. Well, I'm trying to be nicer. A 42 year old and a 44 year old.
Haven't thought. About
haven't
that.
Looked up. How much piss can I drink?
Yeah.
Is piss okay? Should someone piss in my eyes? What happens when I drink my own piss? We guys know all of the horrific things already.
Do you know about jellyfish? If you get stung by a jellyfish?
Yes.
Piss does not do it.
Totally correct.
What does? Not,
you have to rub it out with a fucking side of a credit card, get the stingers out.
What?
Yeah, you just take a credit card
and then someone has to shit in your hair.
So like, and you go like this and that gets the needles out.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And the piss is just something, that's just something that does not disinfect.
So
it's just warm and it feels good. It probably works just as good as warm water because you're like, wow,
yeah,
that kind of
like
feels
spicy
nice.
Food and you drink some water, but it doesn't really help.
You need something high in ammonia, so that's more like cat piss.
Cat?
Not human stuff.
I bet. Tough to get a cat piss on you.
Yeah, I know. You do. Like,
and if you train them, you're like, no, only when I get stung by a stingray. They're like, a cat's like, I can't understand that.
Yeah, you got to squeeze it. You know what I mean? That's how you get
it. You kill the cat just for your own survival.
I think, and I could be wrong, but if you hold a cat by its throat and just squeeze like a motherfucker, I think some piss comes out. Probably not enough.
Right. Yeah. Let's test it.
A shot of your own piss. That's a bit much.
That's a more than a double shot.
That's
a glass.
You really pissed.
Dude, if that was a rum and coke, I'd be like, wow, you really poured it to the top, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Even a drink.
Yeah, that was all the way to the brim.
Yeah. Fill it to the rim with, what is it?
Piss.
No, wasn't there a coffee commercial? Fill it to the rim with.
Oh, that
brim? Rhymes? Is it brim?
That does sound right. Look up brim coffee. Two M's. I believe there's two M's.
Fill to the brim with brim?
Yeah, that's an old school. We are old.
Like a Folgers type
thing.
Dude, I posted a picture, a throwback Thursday, whatever. My friend Suzette sent me a picture of us in college.
When you were in college and you were in the background?
Yeah.
I liked it and commented on it. Yeah, that was hilarious.
And people are like, oh, hilarious. And we were drinking, like, it was a barbecue. We were drinking, like, sodas and stuff.
A lot of Asians in that picture.
Well, we were in international dorm.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. But someone was like, when did you go to college? You have the throwback Pepsi cans. Oh, those weren't throwbacks.
Hilarious.
Pepsi cans.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
This commercial's from 84. Is it that
old? Let's put it on
Boom.
Camera. Yeah, 84.
Here, hand it to me and I'll plug. You can plug it into this thing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Play it beforehand. That's a smart move. Fucking idiot.
Making sure it's not a hurt.
Ever.
I haven't done anything yet.
Anything right.
Anything right.
Yeah. What if it's not the right one?
Then you're you have to drink piss. Then you have to drink
piss. I second that.
He's on board of directors.
Only half a cup.
Let me see it. Let us see it.
Because,
This is me and Ari's childhood.
Adam, decaffeinated coffee?
I was 12, Ari was 10.
Wow, if it tastes this rich, fill it to the rim.
With brim. Fill your cup to the rim with the richness of brim.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I would love to see that. It's like, you filled it too hard. It's spilling on my hands. I have burns now. Why'd you just fill it that high? You said to the brim.
Where
I said to the rim, but not all the way up.
Fill it to the rim with that's what you know what? Caveman Coffee now has brim coffee. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe.
Maybe they should be fill it to the rim with Caveman Coffee.
It has a ring to it, but not the
it
same
doesn't
ring.
Rhyme and the style is totally different.
Brim
that's
is
great.
Not a still a coffee still, is it?
Doesn't seem
no,
like it.
No.
Dude,
no.
I worked for I love when companies don't exist anymore. I worked for Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce when I moved out here for a little bit, daytime like.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One of the women there was like, "Yeah, I used to work for Eastern Airlines," and they were like, "During the strike, we had a big strike, and like, you know, I don't know how to go." She goes, "Well, we didn't cave," and she goes, "So yeah," and I was like, "What was the result of the strike?" I'm like, "Have you heard of Eastern Airlines lately?"
Oh yeah,
they just went under. The strike didn't take, and they're just like, "Well, we can't afford this."
So I'm looking for the Snap Hops. So I go into store number 3. I literally am writing down like stories and then going back to them.
Yeah, like
that's
it.
How you do your
I like
pod.
It. Yeah.
I do. I go into the third store and who's in there? Melrose Larry Green, the classic ding donger. He was always on Howard Stern, and this guy has thought I'm somebody else for the last 10 months. And I think I may have mentioned this on the show. But I walk in, I see him. I'm kind of like, oh no. Mm-hmm. And he sees me, and it's one of those like. Stores that has like kind of like everything kind of store on Hollywood Boulevard. There was a bunch of them. You know, you can get jeans, you can get toys, you can get t-shirts, you can get phone chargers. It's the stores that you're like, how are these things open? I go in there. Melrose Larry Green is at the counter talking to the guy, and I'm like, oh man, I hope he doesn't see me. He turns around, this guy right here, and he starts making an announcement to the other 7 people in the store. You were there, bro. Hey, this guy's a big time comic. Hey, Theo Vaughn, everybody. Theo, this guy's going places. Wow, this guy's great. God, you're gonna be at the store tonight, Theo. So I've been so for so long. I just have always been doing the Theo impression to him and been going with it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey man, I'm probably gonna be there later, man. Not too sure, bro. But good seeing
Theo
you.
Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, good seeing you, man. I got to get out of here. I ain't trying to mill about. You know what I mean? With all y'all trying to find my way to the Lord's chair. I got to go watch Fox News. You know me. Then I'm doing the Ding Dong Show at dawn. This guy's one of the best. Everybody, 6 or 7 people, including the employee, are like, hey, man, you got a card, Theo? You know what I mean? And now I'm kind of like back. I'm like, bro, we got to get the fuck
out of
here.
You got a card?
They don't have Snap Pops in here. Let's get the fuck out. Everybody here thinks I'm Theo. They're taking selfies with me and shit.
I love when somebody doesn't know who you are, and then they continue to introduce your credits that the other guy has gotten. But you're like, did you see Theo special and think it was me?
I've been called Theo by more than one person, but I've been called... When I just had just mustache sunglasses, I told that story on this show, Mark Maron.
Mark Maron.
This girl was insisting that I was Mark Maron, and I was promising her that I'm not. Okay, Mark. All right. I know.
Really? Wouldn't believe it.
Wouldn't believe it.
Want to hear the best story of mistaken identities?
No.
We're
no,
good.
Of course I do. Of course I do.
So there was a woman.
Hang on. I got to take a shit in my hat.
In the comedy scene. She was a little bit of a comic, I think. But...
Famous-ish. You can't say her name?
I forget her name, but Jim Paynor called her the filthiest woman he's ever fucked.
Oh.
Okay.
And he said after she fucked, she was like, let me blow you. He goes, well, I just came. Like, there's no... She goes, I like doing it. And she blew him for like an hour straight till he got hard again and then came in her mouth. Yeah. She would call people. I remember she called this one guy. And was like,
hey,
what are
you stop for just 1 second. The 2 ladies that are listening to this.
Yeah.
Fight Nanny, you perk your ears up too. I want to see you holding your can, see, and I know you're listening. Take note, right? The competition, there's way more women than there are men. There's a lot of competition. Take note of the dedication that this woman had to attention towards a dick.
Yeah. Attention to dick tail.
Yep, dick tail. Attention to dick tail.
Another time she called this guy and he's like, well, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm just playing video games with my friend. You know, some guy used to run that Splat show. And she goes, well, how about I come over and you guys double team me? And they go, we're playing video games.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. They don't love that gamer. She must be really horrible at London Bridges.
What was her name? Jim said that was the first time anyone did reverse cowgirl style on him.
Wow.
Oh, she just went straight to it. But okay.
That's a pretty early move. That's like high school shit.
So that's the girl. So the office comes on or it's about to come on. That's what it is. There's an in between where
the movie or the TV show?
The TV show, uh-huh. The American Office. They're talking about it's gotcha. Really hyped because the British one was so big, one of the first BBC shows that really hit hard in America, and they're talking about doing this here. And everybody in town. I remember Natasha reading for Pam, and they were like, "We need you to cry on the audition. Like, we can't like have you not. We need you to really go for it." It was a big thing. Everybody was like, "Whoever's on this, give me a
great
star.
Show." I loved
Rainn Wilson.
Loved it.
Yeah. Anyway, she texted or called. I guess called. Who's on that show? A guy named BJ. So she called BJ Bales.
Oh,
and
I know
said,
that story.
Oh, hey, I'm really excited. And BJ realized, oh, you think I'm BJ Novak.
I know the girl now.
You do?
Yeah.
And he just didn't correct her. And then they met, and she fucked him.
I was in a play with her, and she showed me really? And Jarvis her. She had a tattoo like right by her pussy of a
did
cat.
Did she get married to someone in the scene?
She did, I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do I know who that is?
And then she realized later, oh, I fucked the wrong BJ. How embarrassing. But didn't hold her back. She eventually fucked the right BJ.
What? Oh, did she?
She fucked BJ Bales, thinking it was BJ, the guy who was booked the office. Found Novak. Out it wasn't. Still went out and got BJ Novak.
Yeah.
She, I mean, this is 12, yeah. 13 years
I was in
ago.
A play with me, Jeff Richards, Sam Tripoli. I mean, not Sam Tripoli. Brian Jarvis, Richards, yeah. Me, Gottsick, yeah. Bobby yeah. Lee.
A play?
A play yeah. That Gottsick wrote about a serial killer at a karaoke clubs.
Yeah, nice.
And somebody else was in it. And she was in it. And, dude, that was like 12 years ago. But when you look back, and like, that must have been a fun. And, dude, we had like a six-week run or something. Oh,
cute.
And Duncan.
She
and
was Duncan. Cute for sure.
And, dude, 12 years ago, she was probably a lot cuter.
Well, I don't know her now. That's why
I haven't
picture.
Seen her in a long time. She's one of those ones that gets married and pops out.
Yeah.
Of the scene, I mean. You know what I mean? The end game. They play
so
that
so you
end
know
game.
Her. Remember, that was hilarious.
I was in a play with her back then.
Yeah.
And she showed me and Jarvis her because she has a Hello Kitty tattoo, right?
She loved the fuck.
By her fucking
she loved
the
fuck.
Hole.
What's your problem?
Who said I didn't?
Good we question. Read the trades. We read the trades.
This is like whenever you shit on Trump, people are like, oh, you think Hillary's better? I'm like, no. And like, oh, so I'm like, I didn't say that. And I go,
I had to, on the way to the Clipper game, and it's Garnet who got his tickets. Fun time, dude. That was a great
Garnet
time.
Garnet Oshadiak.
Garnet Oshanice Knox. And so we're in the car, and Sam's, find the Raider game on the radio.
Yeah.
Because it's a rental car, because his car got dinged, so it's getting fixed. So they gave him a rental car. So I'm trying to find the Raider game, but I can't even hear the different stations I'm listening to with him going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over Trump and Hillary
he
again.
He loves talking politics.
And I go, bro.
He's like, she's done. She's lost. Why
go,
are you still talking
listen,
about her?
I can't. There's no point in
why bring up politics
talking
at all?
About it
yeah.
anymore.
Like, no one's going to agree
nothing's
with you or they
gonna
already
get
agree
solved.
With you.
Everybody's yeah. sick of talking about it. And I know you're passionate about it, and I respect that. But nothing is going to get solved.
Right.
And you're passionate about it because you believe this certain set of things to be true. You don't know any of these people.
Right.
You don't know who wrote this article. You don't know what's true and what's false. You believe this to be true because you find the news most credible to your liking.
Right. He'll look at the sources like, this says what I believe. Let me read this article. This one doesn't? What's the source?
And nothing's going to get solved. All I do is sit here in the front seat and I'm spacing out. And it's just everybody to me is sounding like Charlie Brown's teacher. That's all I hear. And it's just monkeys clanging cymbals in my head. And I can't.
You can't say that, man. Black people.
I'm African American monkeys. African Americans. African Americans.
Remember when I accidentally said it? I was horrified.
No.
No, you accidentally didn't look both ways before you said it.
No, I read it on a piece of paper.
What a racist.
What a racist.
Who do you think is most racist on the show?
Nanny, for sure.
Absolutely.
The only question is, do I consider her on the show?
How many black guys have you dated?
None.
Oh, racist.
How many black guys have you dated?
Also none.
I've dated three.
Really?
Oh, by the way, can we speak of dating dudes? J.J. Redick is just the
he's
shit.
He's so hot.
You're what try a to great kid. J.J. Redick?
Well,
wasn't
my
one's being blackmailed?
No, Redick?
I think so. And some lady was like, If you don't give me this much money, oh yeah, for an abortion. Was that Redick?
No.
It was another Duke player. I think it might have been Redick.
I don't think it was.
What do I look up? Duke rape?
Look up Redick.
No, a lot of things will come up for that. Yeah. Lacrosse team, football team, basketball.
No, it wasn't rape.
It wasn't.
Abortion.
Duke NBA player being blackmailed.
Abortion, blackmail.
And then I have to go.
Why? Where are you going?
Have an abortion?
Have an abortion?
Black...
No, I have to pick up the kids at 2 today. They're at the movie
that's
theater.
What she calls,
at school.
That's what she calls abortions. I got to go pick up the kids at 2.
I have an abortion at 2 that I couldn't reschedule. Duke NBA player abortion. It is J.J. Redick. Already
Boom!
Wow, I like him even more now.
Boom! Yeah, she's like, give me $20,000 and I get rid of it, or give me $40,000 and I promise not to tell anybody.
It said he harassed ex-girlfriend hours after pressuring her to abort his child.
Yeah.
Harassed, like, did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it?
It's probably 2 texts.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
What?
Just gorgeous, this guy.
Just gorgeous.
Sam has tried to trade J.J. Redick since the Clippers got him.
Yeah.
And I like him, man. I think, and I always think he's great. And he really has become my favorite Clipper.
Really?
Partially because, yeah, he's a good-looking dude. But also because Sam wants to get rid of him so bad. So sitting next to him, rooting for the Clippers. But I'm screaming, put J.J. in the game every time he does anything. You know, and we're close, bro. We're close to the...
You could see him close?
Oh, dude, we were like 5th row. We're right there. And so every time he'd be, you know,
you're a baller.
Garnet Onassis got the good seats.
Yeah, you know, the ball is way on the other side of the court, and JJ is just standing in front of the guy, like in the corner on the wing, just like he couldn't get. If he got the ball, he's not even going to shoot a three. Yeah. He's just standing there. All the action's way on the other side. You know, Chris Paul's like crossing people over, and I'm just, or you know, Toronto's got the ball, and I'm just yelling, good defense, JJ. He's not, the guy doesn't even have a ball. He's just standing
just
in front of him.
He's waiting to work an illegal D.
I'm just a million JJ Redick jokes.
You've always said game. Like you want to milk him. You've always been real inappropriate.
You
want to
milk him.
Yeah.
I said milk his
hot cum all over his face. We'd be like watching Clippers games. So I was like, who is this guy he's talking about? And I was like, oh, he is really good looking.
Yeah. I said I wanted to milk his bag. I don't know if I said all over
yeah,
my face.
You I did. That's why I was like, I think you're gay.
No, that sounds really gay. I said I want to milk his bag all over my tits. That's just
gay.
Some bro stuff.
I'm already getting tweets about me being racist, and I'm not racist.
Oh, sounds like a racist.
I mean, I don't know. Look at the new Sam checking her Twitter during
the
show.
No,
I didn't
racist,
check,
so.
But look, it's a notification.
Who's it from? The KKK saying you're late for your meeting?
Yeah.
No, I got to go get the kids.
Are you going to a KKK meeting and they're forcing you
to
abort your
African American baby?
I'm going to
pick up kids from the movie theater and then take them to gymnastics.
We might need another cup from the. Oh, can you empty these on your way out?
Yeah. Really? I have to go pee. Do you want me to bring it back to you so you can pee?
Yeah, sure.
I'm the best intern ever. Who would just pour pee out and bring it back?
A nanny.
A nanny would.
I think you're going to be doing this all night. It's your goddamn job.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
There's
the
2 of them. That one has a hole, though, so be very careful.
Yeah,
put your finger
one.
Over
no,
like
no,
a
take
flute.
That one because I want to fill that one up again. That looks better on camera.
You want that?
Yeah, take both of them out.
I mean, you got another pee coming, don't you?
Yeah,
I mean, we got
sure.
a whole another
sure.
half hour.
We got half an hour more.
What time is it right now?
1:29.
Okay. You can see that?
Yeah, man. I got new eyes.
Oh, you do? Even with these, it's starting to go bad.
Really?
What do you mean you got new eyes?
I got surgery.
2 years of my life, I started wearing glasses at your age. Never wore glasses before in my life. Totally could see. Everything's been great.
Oh, you need a new prescription.
And now, yeah, that's how that works,
yeah,
right?
It's always like that. You get a new one, your eyes hurt for like a week, and they're like, oh, no, I can see better than I could before.
I could see for like 2 years, but now I'm starting to squint again.
Yeah, you need
even with my glasses.
Yeah, because it keeps getting worse and worse.
That's horrible.
It only lasts for like a couple years.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like your eyes keep like, it's like if you're getting I was going to say a wig, but just to cover the bald patch, eventually you have to buy a new wig.
Oh, I get you. That makes sense. Yeah. So we're at the game. He's doing that. I had to say, listen, man, no more. No more politics from now on.
Oh, yeah.
It's basketball, Monday Night Football.
Or Co-Cores.
Or anything.
Yeah. Anything except that, yeah.
Bro, you're totally right, bro. 100%, you're right. Stuck to it.
Really?
Yeah, commend him for that.
Sam Tripoli.
You know, because when we got to the game, now we got a celebrity in front of us, hot chicks everywhere.
Yeah.
At one point in time, he goes, bro, you missed it, man. That fucking Russian whore next to you, the Russian coke whore next to you, she was bent over and her ass was right in your face. Did you see it? I go, no. I was watching the game with my $300 tickets that were a gift from me from the guy sitting right next to me. I can see coke whores bent over all day long in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm in the 5th row of a fucking exciting Clipper game.
What was the final score? Like, was it tied in the
123, 115 or something like that?
6-point game throughout.
Yeah,
great. That's great.
Yeah, never. And it was pretty close, but dude, JJ really did light it up. So it was perfect because I could really just dig in the trips.
Yeah, nice.
Because he wants to get rid of him. Yeah, Paul played great too.
He's so good, former Hornet. Thanks.
Did you lick it? Any of it?
No,
did you lick
it? I didn't want to touch it because it peeled over the bottle.
Why didn't you lick it?
The pee's on the inside of the bottle. It's like when Ari slammed with the condom.
There's a hole on the side, so when I poured it out,
I said, there's a hole in my piss bottle, dear nanny, dear nanny. There's a hole in my piss bottle, dear nanny.
You should have put it in the wagon and wheeled out the piss.
What?
Are you here next week?
Possibly. I got to do a sound mixing and color correction. I'm going to try to get it started at 2:30 on Tuesday.
Jesus. Well, if you're back next week, then
that's
we can do the snap.
For sure, loves getting choked during sex.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you're see you have a good one. If you're here next week, I for sure we'll have snap pops.
Snap pops, okay.
I got arrogant about. I can easily. I know exactly where these are. I'll swing by.
I would have been arrogant too. That's not your fault.
Yeah, and I was like, God damn! Now I gotta find them in the morning. So I was like, nah, we'll get them.
Yeah.
Definitely a snap pop. You. Here's a thing that I think we should add to it, since you're. We're doing it a week late.
Yeah.
And that's kind of both our faults.
Yeah.
Slingshot and a rock in there to make sure that it comes out.
No, we're not going to do that.
I take
But I will tell you, by the letter of the law, you can use a slingshot to slingshot snap pops at me. You cannot add a rock to it.
But I'm going to just tape it to the rock so then when it pops, it's like, that was a big one.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
That is not allowed. But I am willing to allow a slingshot snap up.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is a true bag of bets, gentlemen.
I don't see as an arbitrator, I don't see how that goes against what the bet was. You should be allowed to do it at a high velocity. Absolutely.
Now I think that you like the idea of, hey, I'm gonna stand right here, we'll get the camera right there for you.
Yeah.
You got your shirt off, and it's just raining snap pops all over you, and probably Aaron, because it's probably going to go that way towards him, too.
Yeah, he wants it.
I think he does. And a huge mess in here. I can't stress that enough.
Oh,
and and then we bang them all out. But what if you just have to be shirtless with glasses on, and anytime I want, I can just fucking side-zing you?
For months? Or just during the show?
Just during the whole show.
Oh, yeah, that's
that. Like, right here, you're talking about something, and you don't even see I got the slingshot Shazam, then it's like, pow, right in your neck. Because that would scare the shit out of you, and also cause you, like, a PTSD thing, which I think has a lot of comedy value.
PTSD does have comedy value.
By the end of the show, you're kind of like, you know, you're a scared little mouse that's afraid to touch the button of cheese that's electrocuted.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I could see that. Yeah, for sure.
You want it all at once, or do you like the really funnier way?
I mean, all at once.
I tape it to a rock and
have like
sneak
40
it.
Snap hops in them.
Yeah, there's a lot, but dude, here's the other thing: I'm going to be throwing, you know, 5, 6, 7 in at a time.
You made sure Brody Stevens here to throw heat.
I know, right?
Because I can throw high 80s in snap hops.
No, I'm going to put like 8 in at once, because if I put one in and snap it and it's just a dud, that's going to be boring. If I throw 8 in and throw it. Maybe all eight blow up.
Maybe
only four do.
Maybe lose an arm. Yeah.
Or an eye.
Yeah. Or an eye.
I'm willing to go only one snap pop if you can have your eye completely open like this, and then I rocket it. But I hold the slingshot right to your eye like that, I don't miss.
I feel like the slingshot would hit my eye, too.
That's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah.
So, but then that saves you 39 snap pops to the boobs.
We can talk about that later. Let's put a pin in that That's one of my favorite things learning
about.
Which
one of these was mine? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. I don't know if I'm behind your carb theory on this. I pissed in a lot of bottles in my day.
Empty one. I'll show you. It'll explode.
What do you mean explode? No. Because you mean because your...
The air needs to escape.
So you... Okay.
The head of the dick is completely...
Oh, you're going flush head of the dick. That's what you're doing.
So it seals up. Right. So if you went like that, you'd be okay because air can come out.
That's always been my problem because I've always been hold it a few feet away, close one eye, stick my tongue out and kind of aim like that move.
Blow up the Death Star.
A lot of piss.
Yeah.
A lot of piss.
A lot of piss.
Lot of piss. Are you getting worried about the Raiders bet?
Yeah, I mean, I thought.
You probably lost it. I'm starting to get worried about losing
mine. The number one team in the AFC right now. So it's beyond just doing well. They have the number one seed right now.
I need them to lose two games, and I need the Falcons to not lose.
What's our bet with the Falcons?
I don't remember. I have to go back and listen to that. It was something that wasn't too hard. It was something that...
Because now I'm doing real pretty on that. I'm up 3 games with 6 to go.
And by the way, did you see the Dallas Cowboys breakfast video?
No.
Really fucking funny.
Really?
Yeah. They're starting to put out funny content. Apparently, they got a new video out today that's them. They're having fun is my point.
That's
ultimately,
good.
What I'm getting at
that's good.
Is they're having that thing where, you know, when you saw that, I'm not saying you guys are going to win the Super Bowl. You guys do look good, and I think you handled the Romo thing good.
And Romo did, too. I think somebody told Romo, like, hey, Romo, what are you going to do here? Because
Grace.
The thing is going the other way. Maybe you should go, before they make a decision, you should just go ahead and say.
You want to be the cool guy with the team that's like, I'm on this wagon.
It's like,
we
guys,
are a team.
We're winning. I get it. It's the right thing to do. It hurts. I'm a competitor, so this hurts. But this is the right thing for the team. And he was all choked up, and he was like, "So that's it. I'm not starting
yep.
right now."
Yep. Do you want to be the
distraction,
Terrell Owens
yeah.
on this thing, or do you want to be the guy that's also in here on these videos where we're all singing songs and
cheering you
having
on.
Jokes and be a part of this bond? Because you want to fuck something up right now. We're 9-1.
Right, and your career's not over. I mean, he's still a good player.
He's,
so, like,
he
can go to Denver
next
year. He can go somewhere next year. And he goes
Chicago,
and if
Denver.
And if he shows himself cheering
Cleveland.
On Dak Prescott, giving high fives after every fucking touchdown, they're calling him plays and stuff, I'm way more likely to want that guy on my team
exactly,
than a guy
Ari.
Who's even a little bit mopey.
Exactly, Ari.
Yeah.
Exactly. Are you going to be the guy that's, like, making this about you, or are you going to be the guy that's making it about the team? Because when you make it about the team, you make it about the sport.
What's his name did on Denver last year?
Who? Oh, Osweiler?
No.
Peyton Manning?
Peyton. He was like, when he wasn't starting, he was like, he was back, not starting. He's like, yeah, man, we're winning. We're doing great. I'm here to call plays right now.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing. I'm calling plays. I'm doing my part right now.
You know, and part of it is like, but to be that player and part of your salary, which people don't really believe this anymore, is to be that leader.
Yep.
When you make that extra.
Especially as a quarterback.
When you're the 20-60, absolutely right. When you're the $20, $60 million guy, no matter what position it is,
yeah.
if you're the middle linebacker, you are the locker room guy. You're the guy that's leading by example. And if you're fucking outside holding a press conference where you're doing sit-ups and making deals for reality shows because you're getting benched because of your attitude, I don't want to give a guy like that $20 million.
Yeah.
When I see a guy like Tony Romo handle this with grace, and then, and God forbid something happens to Prescott, Tony Romo comes in and wins a few games, you know, that's only going to help
exactly.
him. That's going to help
exactly.
him more.
People are like, oh, we already love you.
Or you guys are up so big that week 17, you got the home field advantage locked in the NFC.
Play Romo.
You go, let's play Romo and let him do a little showcase
for next year
and also get him some reps in case we need him in the playoffs.
Something goes down. Exactly. Week 17 might be a real thing.
And all of that happens with this one press conference where he emotionally accepts his role on a winning team
but also
as
he
not
loves
the quarterback.
Football. He also showed he loves the game of football while he did it because he was emotional.
Absolutely.
I think, by the way, the Cowboys are an overrated team. I think their strength of victory and strength of schedule have been so weak that I think they're like a 6-3.
Well, you guys are beatable. You are beatable, and you've won some close games.
I think they're not 9-1. They're 7-3 or 6-3-1.
To be able to have Elliott.
Yeah, it's great.
Protect a lead. Is mm-hmm. pretty luxurious with that offensive line.
He's on pace for, like, I think 1,700 and, like,
about
30
right.
yards.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's leading DeMarco Murray, interesting ex-Cowboy, in rushing title right now, and by about 100 yards, but he's also up a game because you guys have played
DeMarco
one less
hasn't
game
had
than
the,
them.
Hasn't had the...
You guys played one less game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's smashing.
Eagles having another day off that week up? I thought they're 5-5 now.
Who?
Eagles. Oh, where's DeMarco Murray?
He's with Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So
what a chump move that was for the Eagles, signing DeMarco Murray for a year and then letting him go.
Well, that just shows what disarray they were in.
They signed three running backs last year.
I still thought
they'd be the team to beat in the NFC East, but they're not.
Eagles?
Yeah.
Too much transition. Brand new coach, brand new offense, brand new rookie
Cowboys,
quarterback.
I still think Giants are better than the Cowboys. Giants, and they saw
Giants
the game,
are starting to come around.
And they saw the game left against the Cowboys, so if they win that, they'd be one game back of the Cowboys, and they have the tiebreaker because they'd have won two, so they're really a half game behind the Cowboys if they win. If they lose, they're done.
This is going to be, and I know a lot of people, I know Sam is more of a fan of dynasties than parity.
Yeah.
I know the NFL as a business model is much more fan of parity than dynasties.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you, it's almost like a bell-shaped curve. Thank God you got a piss again, bro. I was really starting to get worried about all of this. If you look at the NFL, it almost looks like a bell-shaped curve. Remember that from school where it's like four, if there's 10 students, two people are failing, two people are killing it, and everybody else is right in the middle.
Yeah.
That's what the NFL looks like right now. You look at those standings, two-thirds of the NFL is 500 right now. Wow, that one came out with a lot of force, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
That thing had some sound. We got to get some sound on this, though, but yeah, just so they know. Because Aaron's, I know Aaron really, that, see. Guys, that ain't a waterfall. Hey, everybody, listen to this and meditate. The bubbling brook of, the yellow bubbling brook. Ah, yes. Get it all out, bro. Yeah, that's the sound of a man taking a motherfucking piss, motherfucker.
Aaron
is cool with this. I cannot stress that enough.
Aaron, who pisses the most on this studio?
That'd be you, I think. You
yeah.
Would, but like overall for podcasts.
I got to get a piss covered. In me before we're done here, bro. Oh, we got time.
Dean Del Rey goes a lot.
Really? I mean on air.
I got a Dean Del piss.
Oh, really, Dean?
Oh, yeah. I got to smoke out some hot piss from my cum gun. Cum Guns and Roses is what I told them to call themselves.
That's very
and
nice.
They're like, no, but we might go with Dean Del Axel Del Rose. All right, talk. I got to work up a piss. We don't have enough time. I think I want to rip one on the show, too.
You going to? Oh, you got to poke a hole in it for sure. For sure.
I'm going to piss in the bag of bats.
No, we need that.
That'll be a funny gift to keep on giving.
We need that. Oh, man.
Clark, that's a gift that keeps on giving.
And by the way, that Rams game was super fun. Tailgating. I hadn't been tailgating for years.
I hadn't been tailgating forever, and I went to that UCLA-USC.
Yeah.
Time of my life.
I love it. I love it.
I was working, but it was the time of my life.
There's a guy DJ our parking lot. Somebody's DJing. And I wish there was a radio.
How many tents were there? How many? It's just the whole parking lot.
Well, here's the deal. We didn't get into the Coliseum parking lot because we went in. They go like, "Do you have the pass printed out?" I'm like, "No, we don't have." Like, "No, you need a pass printed out." I'm like, "How do we get a pass printed out?" Like, "Go online." Went online. Like, "Sold out. It's been sold out for months."
Okay.
I'm like, "Oh." So then we just went to another, another one, just another lot, and we passed one, you know, and I was like, "Oh, there's lots around. Let's get one soon." Because we were there at 10:30, you know, for tailgating. So it wasn't that hard a time to find.
Now, there people selling food and vendors and all that kind of stuff?
No, we brought our own shit.
Okay.
We brought a cooler full of hot dogs and stuff the day before and, like, you know, and we used Taylor's Grill. So the first one we went into was just a gas station. And we pulled in there because they're like, "Hey, wave," you know, waved his head. And they were like, "Hey, you can park here." I'm like, "Yeah, but we got a tailgate." Like, and they're like, "Yeah, fine." I'm like, "We can light up a grill." This gas station, like, yeah, sure. And then we parked. They parked us next to two fucking gang members. One guy had
Just so people that don't know, listening around the world or listening not in Los Angeles, where USC is and where the Coliseum is is really a bad area.
Yeah. Bandied under the eye. Yeah, one of them bandied under the eye sideways, bandied under the eye.
And
like,
I'm not saying
Jesus.
That as a racist or anything like that. It is a bad area. Like
it's a bad area.
High crime area.
Yeah. And we're like, "Can we get somewhere else?" And he goes, yeah, sure. I'm like, "Because I don't want to do this right here." Like, while they're going, like, "Hey, can I get some of those burgers?" You know?
Yeah. Or what if he's like, "Hey, dog, you want to eat a pizza with a spoon, dog?"
Yeah. And so we're like, and it's just a corner, you know? It's like not even locked in. So we're like, "Let's go somewhere else." And he put us at the pump. And I was like, "Dude, I can't light up a grill here." He goes, "No, it's fine." I'm like, "Dude, there's a gas station pump right next." Like, we're not supposed to use.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
We're not supposed to use a cell phone right here.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be. We're gonna light up a charcoal grill. Mm-hmm. I guess you're fine. I'm like, no, I'm out of here. So we left, went to next door. It was $10 cheaper, and it was all enclosed.
Yeah,
fucking glorious. Tents all over. People playing cornhole.
Yes,
a guy tossed it, which is a staple. If I did this more, I would get a tent. I didn't have a tent.
Okay,
I would get one. I would get some cornhole. Definitely should have brought a football.
Yeah, football for sure.
Started because there was a guy DJing, so music was playing.
We needed chairs.
Yeah, we brought some chairs. Yeah, some fold out chairs. We got a table.
Yep,
set up. It was great.
The screens at USC.
Yeah, the group next to us had flat screens,
which
and they said,
"Hey, you're watching football."
They said, "Hey, we're playing Flip Cup. We need two more." So me and Renazizi jumped in to be anchors. Renazizi anchored terribly. I mean, they were up five to three.
He's clumsier than he thinks he is.
Yeah, and then we beat him, and then we started it, and I fucking ruined it. But anyway. Just camaraderie. The guy DJing we thought was just a radio until we heard, "Oh, some rain coming down, but that's not going to stop our party." It was like, "Oh, that's now?"
Yeah.
And the guy was just deep. People were dancing.
Uh-huh.
Man, what a fucking great environment tailgating is.
Dude, at the USC-UCLA one.
Smoked some reefer.
They had a fucking, like, one of the American Ninja.
Yeah.
One of those ramps you can run on and try to climb and then get to the top and ring the bell and all that. Like, that kind of shit.
Oh, neat.
They had a game that I didn't know too well, but it looked fun. I wish I would have played it, but... It's like these sticks that are this way, almost looks like a field goal with like a thing at the top.
Yeah.
Probably about as high as the Aaron's wall right there. And you stand away and you have these two rubber balls on a rope.
Yeah.
One seems red. Yeah. And then you throw it and kind of try to lasso it around the thing.
And sometimes it lasses around and then comes right off.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I was like, that's good.
I wish I played that. I didn't get a chance to play that.
That one's a good one. You ever play, this probably you can't play, it's more of a beach game, but you ever play Can Jam?
Can Jam, what is that?
Ever see that? Okay, so it's, you got like a trash can, but it's shorter. It's about the size of that miscarriage. A little taller than that.
Uh-huh.
A little taller than that. Probably maybe the size of that couch.
Couch?
Or chair. Maybe about that high. The back of your chair.
But like a trash can?
Yeah, but it's just rubber. It's just rubber and empty and loose, you know? So you can really kind of like fuck with it a little
bit. Like one of those Rubbermaid cans.
The top is completely open. On the bottom, there's a little like, almost like a where the Germans use turrets, you know, where they're like a slide opening.
Yeah.
You know, so they can
shoot
out. A
little slit.
Yeah. And so you have to go, I think, 20 yards apart. There's two cans. And you take you have teams. So me and you are on a team.
Okay.
And they were playing against Taylor and Renazisi. So I throw my frisbee towards you, who are behind your can.
What am I throwing?
Frisbee.
Oh, a frisbee.
Yeah, so you throw it towards the can. What you want is to hit the can or to go in the can. So if it goes in the can without any help in the top, without any help, I think it's game over. But what you want is, so if it gets nearby, I can take the frisbee and slam it towards the can. If I get it in.
As my teammate.
Yeah, if I get it.
So it's like cornhole. You're standing by one can. Me and my competitor and you and your.
But imagine cornhole if it's going off and you get it and you can like, you can volleyball it towards the cornhole thing.
Yeah.
So it's like that. If I slam it in, it's 3 points. If I slam it and it hits the thing, 1 point.
Okay.
If you throw it and it hits the thing on its own, I think that's 2 points.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. And then you just play to 21. Exact.
Now, when you're trying to fucking take the alley-oop and slam it in,
No defense.
No defense. Okay, that was my question.
But the thing is, so if it's coming towards the can, you're almost like, don't touch it, it's going to hit. But if it's going to come close, you want to slam it in.
Okay.
It's just fun, but that might be too much room for a fucking, you know, the parking lot. Because people just, the parking lots are great.
What's the little fucking gunner slip for? Can you slide it into the bottom?
Yeah, you can throw it straight through there. It's not, it's towards the top, but it's real hard angle to get it in.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's like when you got to throw the football into the thing at halftime.
Can Jam's fun as shit for the beach. But any of those games, it's just fun. Everyone's out there having a good time. It's just great. The fucking tailgating is amazing. We stay till about 12:55. We should have left at like 12:30 to get there in time. We stayed late, smoked a J, and then got out of there.
How was it getting out traffic-wise? You hear nightmares.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, by the time we got to our car, we all walked there. We just drove right out.
A lot of people left early. I was at the
really?
I was on the metro from Culver City passing to the USC.
Who would leave early when Miami scored with 40 seconds left?
And it's such a low score
to take the lead.
A shit ton of people did.
That's crazy. People did leave.
That's LA fans.
Also, when they were up 10, it's like, oh, they're up two scores with 5 minutes left. It's, you know, they should have gone for it on 4th-and-1 instead of trying to kick that field goal.
I like sticking around to the very end. Unless
if they make that field goal, you watch the game, Aaron?
No, like I said, I was out.
If they make that field goal, they're up 13 instead of 10, which is still like you're forcing Miami to kick, you know, to get two touchdowns instead of a touchdown and a field goal. To me, it's like 4th-and-1, go for it, run clock down, and then end it.
NFL record of missed PATs this week with 12.
I know, but they're comparing that to fucking years past when they don't have a 38-yard fucking
point.
Well,
the record before was 10 in 1985. Which that's when we were at work, and you know that's kind of shit that Andrew we have to look up. No, it wasn't, but that's one of our guesses was Scabier. Where you're like, what the fuck happened in week 2 of 1985? And so my guess was some sort of East Coast storm. Like every game on the East Coast is like 50-mile-an-hour winds, and like everybody that played, everything looked totally normal. It's just a random fucking
really.
Maybe it was cocaine from the 80s. Everyone's fucking... Yeah. The year the Bears won the Super Bowl, I want to show you this. Look this up while we're...
Oh, it was pretty soon.
Yeah, I know. I want to just
What are you
up.
Looking at?
That... I want to see that Cowboys breakfast fucking...
Oh, yeah. Let me see it.
Little shirt they did.
Plug it in and show me.
So are you worried about... you are worried about the Raiders.
I'm
worried enough that I'm like, oh, this week I got to like sit down and look at their schedule and see what I'm dealing with.
Because, dude, if they lost this week and they were up a game against one game on Miami like I wanted, I still was like, the odds are against me. Because then Miami had to play better. They were off against the Rams. And the Raiders still had to play bad. And then Kansas City or Denver not shit the bed, too.
Right.
But now they're up two games, and it's like, fuck.
Well, I mean, I need the Falcons to get hot. I mean, they're playing great. I mean, if you told me, hey, man, the Falcons are going to be 12-4, yeah. I'd have been like, absolutely they're going to be better than the Raiders.
If they get two more wins, they're in.
With this year. Shit, man. Yeah, it's starting to make me...
If they lost this, they would have had to get three more wins with six to go. And it's like, that could be. Maybe we could only get two.
I think this is it. It's short. It's only like 30 seconds or something like that. It's damn near a meme, but let me see if this...
Damn near a meme.
Why is there no audio for this?
Is it plugged in? Oh, is it? Okay. I got it.
Yeah. Wait, start it over.
Hey, look, Pat, serious.
Ezekiel Elliott's so funny.
Hey, Bees, that's too much sauce.
It's never too much sauce.
That's so funny.
Sauce, girl. Caught it.
Who's that?
It's Dez making fun of that, the catch joke.
Yeah.
You know, like the way 2 years ago, the catch rule.
Uh-huh.
Like Dez, where he's like, hey, so you held up to make sure that he caught it.
Caught it.
Dak throwing him the hot sauce, but Ezekiel Elliott eating cereal because he just always keeps saying, feed me. That's what he always says, like,
right.
Feed me. And that's what he always does when he scores. He'll always do that when he scores because he keeps saying, feed me. So it's him with a giant, like, dog bowl size of cereal.
Yeah.
And he's just got the biggest spoon. Perfect pizza spoon, by the way. That one.
Oh, yeah.
Just shoveling cereal into his mouth.
That's hilarious. So that's great. Funny. Did you see the... Yeah.
No, I was saying we were watching that when we were at Red Zone. You know, Andrew Siliano is always, like, kind of dicking around on his Twitter and social media and, like, sending things out during the show. And we'll talk about when people are tweeting at us in there. And somebody sent that. And we watched it 7 times, me and the other two, you know, stage PAs and Andrew, just laughing. I think I did tweet it on Sunday. I'm positive I did. I retweeted Andrew tweeting it. So
that's hilarious.
Look at that. And I'll tweet the USC journal.
Speaking of the catch.
Journal. Yeah.
Did you see Russell Wilson's fucking touchdown catch?
Yeah.
How is that different than the fucking Dez Bryant catch? Because he dropped it at the end.
Well, because the rule's been defined now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
Because the way they've defined it after the Dez Bryant catch, I'm still calling it a catch, is that he didn't make a football move, and they're like, let's look at it. And, like, in the new rules, it would also still not be a catch. And I was like, how?
That is the grayest of areas.
He didn't come down through the catch.
So many times now, you'll see somebody make a catch, like, you know, and then kind of turn around, take a step, and then get popped with a helmet straight on.
Ball comes out.
And you watch that thing 100 times in fast motion, that is a motherfucking fumble.
Yeah.
And now you watch in slow motion, you're like, you can see his hand
the ball still
start
moving
to
around.
Curl.
Yeah.
The ball, the laces move ever so slightly, and you're like, technically,
they don't have
the
it
ball
fully yet.
Really, even Didn't though we're looking
yet.
At it, even though science is helping us, you watch that in fast motion, you're like, and then the passionate fan's like, dude, I watched it 100 times, man. That was not... Maybe you watch it, and it's very similar to Sam's politics.
Yeah.
You're reading the articles that are firing you up because they fire you up and they make you passionate.
Yeah.
You're not reading the other, because the other people are arguing the exact same way. And it's a lot like that with these replays. You know, I got an argument with a guy about the Seattle and Falcons. A buddy of mine that I know from AA is a Seahawks fan. And after that game, I run into a meeting. I'm like, I walked up to him. I go, you know that was pass interference on Sherman, man. And that's a diff. I mean, it started a conversation with that. Because I know he's about to be like, gotcha, bro. Because we were talking shit for like a week or two. You know?
You started off that way.
And I started off, I'm like, come on, dude. And but he's got different angles that he's looked at that looks like it was pretty clean.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. It's the angles. But that's the thing with irrefutable. What I love, as soon as you get one angle, it's like, it's in doubt. You're like, all right, it's over.
Yeah, the trickiest one... Is that before that fumble, did he make a football move?
That's a hard one because it really is like take one step, turn, the guy pops him, and it's like, you call it.
Yeah, I mean, he had it.
Yeah.
Like, because really the gray area that we're discussing is we all know for a fact that if that guy didn't hit him right in that moment, that's 100% a catch.
Yeah, he
catches about to make several football moves.
Right.
There's no way he drops that ball.
He's not
it's already
he's not
semi-secure.
It in any way.
It's just in slow motion, in HD, blown up really close. Yeah, you can see the laces move a little bit. Technically, he hadn't secured it yet,
yeah.
Even though 1,000,000%. you know, he's gonna.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up.
Everybody. Big happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah.
All our listeners.
Good point. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm probably taking some mushrooms.
Oh, is that what you guys were discussing last night?
Yeah,
I was trying to get into Benji's mansion.
Yeah.
Well, I realized, I thought it was like, hey, a bunch of buddies are going to hang out at somebody's mansion, maybe trash it and make Benji nervous, take some pisses in some goddamn drinking fountains.
Yeah.
And and then Edgar's like, yeah, man, that sounds like a perfect place to do mushrooms. And I was like,
wow.
You guys are talking about mushrooms.
Yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. As always, thanks to everybody for all their support. And
tell some friends about this podcast, you guys. Spread the love a little bit. Let's get these numbers up.
Spread the word, man. Well, who else is doing podcasts? I really didn't have to piss, guys. I've tried. I will piss next week. Aaron, okay. Aaron's in.
I can take a shit real quick.
Ooh. Where's you shit in, though?
That cup.
What if you shit in into the
miscarriage? Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, it could also be the piss carriage.
Ooh, it could be. Let's...
Remember on the Bozo show where there were six buckets,
uh-huh,
and then you had to throw the ping pong balls into each bucket?
Nope.
The grand prize game, it was called. It was a very big thing that they would do, and then there would be different prizes if you can get into bucket number three, bucket number five. We line the wagon with little buckets, and then you have to stand at one end and see how far if you can piss in bucket one. That's easy. You're standing over it.
Right.
Bucket two is like, man, this guy's really got to piss. If you can get it all the way into bucket number six, you know.
Yeah, projectile shit.
I don't know what you would win. Maybe a punch drunk shirt. Who knows? But then you can do that, and then we can call it the piss wagon.
Piss wagon.
Yeah. Aaron, that's a thumbs up. All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Suck it.